Bud Light, great taste for your great times.
See you, dude! Wait! Are you ready?
Whoa!
Go!
Whoa!
Are you ready?
I can't do this!
No!
No way!
Not even for some Bud Light?
Bud Light, great taste for your great times.
See you, dude! Wait! Are you ready?
Whoa!
Go!
Whoa!
Are you ready?
I can't do this!
No!
No way!
Not even for some Bud Light?
Bud Light, great taste for your great times.
See you, dude! Wait!
Packing bags, be there at least 2 hours. If you're carrying on, get 90 minutes. Leave a little wiggle room.
The TSA says passengers pulled aside for a search shouldn't be held up more than 2 minutes. It's music to the ears of New York City subway riders. A train rumbling down the tracks for the first time in 3 days.
I'm Steve Kathan at Columbus Circle. Subway and bus riders are thrilled to be getting to work on mass transit. They've put away the sneakers, bikes, and scooters. One man who said the strike was a big hassle said his subway ride never felt so good.
With fines and public anger mounting, transit workers who went on strike for a better contract went back to work without any contract. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld delivered the news in person, telling American soldiers troop strength in Iraq will be drawn down by 2 combat brigades.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Baghdad. The 2 brigades total about 7,000 soldiers, and some may still head here to train Iraqi security forces. Further reductions will also be weighed against the need for that training.
The size and composition of U.S. forces, of course, will fluctuate as commanders continue to shift their focus to emphasize training and supporting the Iraqi security forces.
One U.S. general says there will be increasing numbers of senior military personnel assigned to live with, eat with, and fight with Iraqi units.
In Washington, the House wouldn't go along with the Senate on a 6-month extension of the USA Patriot Act, forcing the Senate to give in and accept just a 1-month extension. That means the debate over national security versus civil liberties will heat up again when Congress returns from its holiday break next month. An Oakland jury wants Walmart to write a big check, $172 million, money to compensate tens of thousands of workers in its California stores who weren't allowed to take lunch breaks. Company lawyer Neil Mann says Walmart will appeal the judgment.
This case was about some compliance problems at Walmart a number of years ago. The undisputed evidence is that those problems have long since been solved.
A celebrated South Korean stem cell researcher has been forced to resign his university position in disgrace. Dr. Wong Wook-suk quit after an expert panel decided he'd faked the evidence behind what he said were breakthroughs in cloning human embryos. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up a half point. This is CBS News.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-204-6810. That's 1-800-204-6810. This is a limited time offer, so call right now for 6810.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale is on now. Save up to 50% on select styles.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well,
we're off to a pretty good start this morning. Lots of people are already enjoying time off for the holiday, so we should see a pretty easy ride. Now, wide open on I-25, I-70, and 6th Avenue. Trouble-free in all those areas. Westbound on the Turnpike, a little problem. Medical emergency off to the shoulder right around Paco, so that may slow you down just a little bit, but shouldn't cause too much of a problem. Now, if you're headed up into the mountains, snowing like crazy near Vail, so that might be good news for you if you're heading to the slopes for the holidays. And around town, real quiet on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, all wide open as well. Now, checking the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Highs in the mid.
Claritin D. Now, your cold congestion can be Claritin Clear. Among oral OTC allergy products, duration based on Claritin D 24. Use as directed.
Randy Rhodes.
When the snow starts piling up outside the White House, and when the poor and the elderly start freezing to death in their beds, I would like for you to bring Cindy Sheehan some hot chocolate, dressed up as Jolly Old Saint Nick, and give her the gift of troop withdrawal. Thank you, sir.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by CLR Bathroom and Kitchen Cleaner, and by the Therapist Select Shiatsu Massaging Back Cushion from Home Medics, the leaders in massage innovation. I'm Charles Osgood. It's the eve of Christmas Eve, and what to the wondering eyes of New Yorkers should appear but the buses and subways that for 3 days were out. The union found out that with issues still pending, there could be no talks till it was announced that the walkout was ending. Now that it is, when all is said and done, can anyone tell us this morning who won? At great inconvenience, at terrible cost, it seems pretty obvious. Everyone lost.
Do you think it's worth it?
No, not from anyone's perspective. You should never go on strike in the first place. That's the dumbest thing ever. It serves no purpose whatsoever for anybody. Everybody loses.
More after this for CLR. Are your shower doors grimy, dishwasher rusty, faucets crusty? Well, CLR is a powerful non-abrasive cleaner that works on everything from the tiles, tubs, and sinks inside your house to the stucco, brick, and cement outside. Fiberglass, chrome, stainless steel. CLR cleans it all. Truly amazing. And every bottle of CLR that you buy from now until the end of next week will help hurricane victims, too. The makers are donating part of the proceeds to the Hurricane Relief Fund in conjunction with the Salvation Army. You'll find CLR just about everywhere. And here's something that Gene and I are using that both of us think is terrific and would make a fantastic yet affordable Christmas gift. The Home Medics Shiatsu Massaging Back Cushion. You put it across the back of any chair and it delivers a relaxing, deep-kneading, stress-melting massage. The Home Medics Shiatsu Massaging Cushion is truly state-of-the-art. In fact, it's so good that Consumer's Digest has given it a Best Buy Award. Shiatsu Massaging Back Cushion from Home Medics, this year's perfect holiday gift. Available at stores everywhere. Visit homemedics.com today. The transit workers of New York were losing 2 days' pay for every day the strike went on, and the pressure they were getting from every direction was not encouraging them to hang in there and keep everyone's feet to the fire. In fact, it was exactly the opposite and in no uncertain terms.
Get back to work. Get back to work.
Cut the shit and let's get back to work. Bottom line.
The issues that drove the decision to strike are still there. Nothing was settled. Only now is it possible to even talk about them. Absolutely nothing was gained.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Officials say there's no mathematical model that can give you a reliable number as to what the last 3 days have cost. People who might have shopped in the city may have just spent the money somewhere else, so someone's loss is someone else's gain. But for some in this city,
it may actually end up driving us out of business.
Restaurants lost out.
You can see it's totally empty.
Getting to and from work was a pain in the neck.
It's been a real pain. A lot of walking, cold weather. I will damn near kiss the seat tomorrow when I get up.
Now, says Governor Pataki.
This is obviously very positive for all New Yorkers, something we can all be happy about.
But in this season of goodwill to men,
that's something that you cannot get back. Once it's gone, it's gone.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier renews the air in a typical bedroom every 10 minutes. But how long does it take for a stick-style unit to do that? Well, they don't tell you. In fact, a leading consumer testing magazine says the most popular stick-style unit is ineffective. To clean the air, you must move the air. Try an Oric free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
The Osgood File, December 23rd, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I'm
minutes after 6, AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, high of 60. Good Lord, is there anybody up this morning considering this is the busiest travel day of the year? And folks, Mary and I are going to be out amongst them. Going to Las Vegas. Man, I bet your DIA is going to be jammed. Yeah, what? It's going to be rough. All right, it's open phones here this morning, as it is every Friday. 7 o'clock, we'll do our last stint nationally, sitting in for Jerry Springer, because he'll be back on Monday, and we'll be back. I won't be here. I'll be back on January the 2nd, and then we'll be back to normal. 303-713-7600, anything you want to talk about this morning is fair game. The phones are open. There's an interesting article in today's Rocky Mountain News about Ken Salazar and about his maverick and independent state. And it has like a list of Salazar and the things that he's done since January the 4th. This, you know, it kind of highlights his first year. January the 4th, Salazar and his brother, Representative John Salazar, sworn into office. He irks Vice President Dick Cheney by keeping him waiting for an official photo shoot. January 5th, introduces Attorney General nominee Alberto Gonzalez. Now, how mad did this make you? To his confirmation hearing, and a month later, he crosses party lines and votes for him. February the 2nd, he attacks President Bush's plans to revamp Social Security following the State of the Union address. March 10th, he crosses party lines to vote with Republicans in the favor of the bankruptcy reform legislation. Now, that's about when I got here at AM 760, when that happened, man. And I remember a lot of you, I mean, the few, like, three people we had listening back then. And, of course, we probably got four now with this nighttime signal that we've got going, the sun comes up. But I remember people calling and sending me emails about how angry everybody was at Salazar for voting in favor of that bankruptcy legislation. And you know what? I really, really someday would like to sit down and ask him what was behind that. March 16th, votes against opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling, irking Republicans. On April 20th through 27th, this is, I think, one of his shining moments. Calls focus on the family and its founder, James Dobson, the Antichrist of the world, in a war of words over judicial nominations. But Salazar ultimately expresses regret over his word choice. That was the first email I ever sent him, was over that. I said, right on, man, stick to your guns. May 23rd, joins the bipartisan Gang of 14, you remember this, in the Senate, in a deal that pulled the U.S. Senate away from the brink of a meltdown over judicial filibusters. That particular thing is not settled yet. June 7th, weighs in on the extradition from Mexico of accused cop killer Raul Gomez Garcia, who, by the way, is back in custody. I believe he's back in Denver. That prompts a terse letter from Denver District Attorney Mitch Morrissey asking members of Congress to butt out of the case. June 23rd, joins mostly Republicans in announcing co-sponsorship of a flag-burning amendment. See, I'm dead set against that. And once again, I'd like to sit down and ask him what his reasoning was for that. Along with Democrats, opposes the Central American Free Trade Agreement. Announces support for John Roberts as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. That was on September the 25th. And the Free Trade Agreement opposition was June the 30th. October the 4th, demands the White House tell senators what inside information it supposedly gave James Dobson about Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers. Remember Harriet Myers? Who had no judicial qualifications at all, except that she would write George W. Bush these MASH cards saying, you're the greatest governor ever, and all of this syrupy crap. November 1st expresses grave disappointment that a man, Samuel Alito, is nominated instead of a woman to replace Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. November 18th joins Republicans in voting to reduce taxes $60 billion over 5 years. And December the 16th plays a key role in temporarily blocking reauthorization of the anti-terrorist provision known as the USA Patriot Act, citing civil liberties concerns. By the way, the Senate had that worked out to give those sunset provisions in the Patriot Act and the Patriot Act itself a 6-month extension so they could debate that out. They sent it to the House, and James Sensenbrenner and the House of Representatives sent it right back with, a 5-week extension? So the only guy sitting in the Senate last night when this happened was James Warner of Virginia, Republican from Virginia,
So he accepted the deal. So the Patriot Act is only alive for, what, 5 weeks? Just enough time for Congress to come back into session after the holidays and try to see what's going on with the Patriot Act. And, you know, they wanted to go home so desperately. They wanted to leave for vacation, be back with their families, go home, and here it is, the Patriot Act is hanging them up so they can't leave. Well, you know what? 5 weeks is better than 6 months, and we'll see what happens out of this. I just want those provisions knocked out about medical records, about the libraries, I mean, all of that stuff. About subpoenaing, you know, being able to get business records. I realize, you know, we had Haynes Johnson on here earlier in the week. And he's talking about this climate of fear. And you know what? We do. We live in a climate of fear in this country. I'm not saying we shouldn't be watchful. I'm not saying that we shouldn't take precautions. And speaking of taking precautions, check this out. If you have the current issue of Rolling Stone magazine, there's a great article by a guy, I can't think of his name, but the co-author of the article is Thomas Frank. And it is about the meltdown of the Homeland Security Agency. And what a terrible mess it's in, and what a terrible mess FEMA's in, and how, with my mail system, you know what, I don't know what's going on. But there's some magazines I haven't seen for months, and I know the subscriptions to them haven't run out. I haven't seen the American Prospect in God knows how long. And when I do get stuff, like Rolling Stone, or if I do get stuff weekly like The Nation, or Mother Jones, or any of those magazines, they always, the New Yorker, they always come extremely late, like on Thursday or Friday. So when we have our weekly guest on from The Nation on Wednesdays, basically what I have to do is I have to go online and read this stuff, because I don't get the magazine in time. I don't know what's up with that. I don't know what's happening with the post office, and I don't want to beat up on post office employees, because they work hard, and that's a tedious job, but I just don't get what delays it and makes it come so late. And I don't know if anybody else in Boulder has this problem with getting that stuff in the mail. All right, 303-713-7600 as we toil like crazy here on the last day. Is this the last shopping day? No, Saturday would be the last shopping day before Christmas, right? Saturday's Christmas Eve. Today is getaway day for most people as we toil in the darkness here on getaway day. 303-713-7600.
Get into the sling of things and buy a sling box this week only for $199. Go to MileHighMarket.com and buy the hottest product on the market and watch TV anywhere. Makes a great holiday gift. Free same-day shipping to your door. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at MileHighMarket.com.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to LaptopCoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective.
Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the pelvis.
I said they're going to set my soul, going to set my soul on fire.
I want a jelly donut and 20 drugs.
Get those steaks.
Boy, you know how Elvis died, too? Everybody knows, right? You know, I don't know when I'm going to go. Could be tomorrow or it could be 20 years from now. But, man, I do not want to be found where he was found. I just don't. He and Lenny Bruce. Does anybody remember Lenny Bruce? 621, 21 minutes after 6, high today, 60, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. John Turk, producer of this show, yesterday goes to the Avalanche game, because he does sound on the Avalanche game for the other radio station, the giant station down the hall here, 850. And he walks in, and he says to some woman, I guess she's working there as a guard, is that what the story is? She's working there as a guard. He says, well, happy holidays. She goes, now it's Merry Christmas. Hey, go get a room with Bill O'Reilly, okay? Let's go to the phones. We go to David in Longmont. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, happy holidays to you, Jay.
Hey, happy holidays to you too, David.
Thanks a lot. Hey, I just had a couple things for you. Needless to say, we shouldn't forget that Ken Salazar vote in favor of John Roberts.
Right.
Made a real warm spot in my heart that time. And, of course, your friend and mine, Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I don't know where they get that guy. I guess...
Let me tell you what his deal was.
Okay.
He was a speechwriter for Jim... Now, check this out. He was a speechwriter for Jimmy Carter. Then he was an assistant to Tip O'Neill.
Right.
And then, I guess, he ended up on NBC and MSNBC. But somehow he crossed the line and became like this neocon, but then on other times he'll wheel around. I mean, he does things like he makes ridiculous statements, like, "Oh, I think the president is speaking with much clarity." Don't
yeah.
you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What clarity? Or he'll turn around and say, and this is probably, and I wrote him a letter over this one, where he said, and I'm sure he didn't read it, but where he says, "President, you know, everybody likes President Bush, except all those left-wing wackos." Well, you know something? I don't hate George W. Bush, because you know what? I don't know George W. Bush, but I don't like his policies, and I don't think he's that ingratiating of a guy, and I don't consider myself to be a left-wing wacko.
No. Well, Jay, I think what Matthews has is something called what Imus calls Tim Russert envy and John McLaughlin envy. You know, he wants to be John McLaughlin, and it's just not going to happen. You know, he's just a little toady for the right wing.
But see, you know, you say that, but then at other times, he has single-handedly over the months, and Katrina Vandehoevel of Nation Magazine pointed that out on the air with us here a couple of months ago. He has single-handedly kept the Valerie Plame
true.
CIA leak case alive by doing something about it on it like every single night.
But we know from MediaMatters.org how NBC folks twist the Valerie Plame thing from from Matthews on down. Every one of those people have done misstatements and have done distortions of the Valerie Plame thing. So what is their agenda?
Well, I guess you could say this. I don't know if it's valid or not, but I've heard this before. Who owns who owns NBC?
Yes. Yeah,
GE.
A defense contractor who sells weapons to Iran.
But sometimes Matthews, in all fairness, sometimes Matthews is dead on, but at other times, and then, you know what, sometimes it's his guests that cause problems. Like, I brought up the example earlier this week where he does the interview with Kit Bond, who's a Republican from Missouri, a senator, and then he has Senator Bill Nelson of Florida, and Bond outright sits up there and lies about the Rob Silverman Commission. And Matthews never calls him on it, and Bill Nelson sits there and just grins like an idiot.
Yeah, yeah, it's a real setup. It's kind of like, it's the Salazar deal. Which Salazar, which Matthews are we going to see which day?
All right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you overall give him?
Matthews?
Yeah.
I give him a 0.
Oh, come on, he's not that. You don't give him any credit for anything?
Not so much, because, he will sell out. Depending on what mood he's in or whatever, you can just never read the guy, never call him. And I like consistently, at least Don Imus is consistent. And of course they bury him in the early morning.
Well, you know why? But they do that because his show is carried on a lot of radio stations in morning drive.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you one other thing. If you know about MediaMatters.org, and I push that organization all the time.
I love it.
Yeah, and you get their little mailers, get their little email alerts. Speaking of Matthews, did you see the one where Chris Matthews goes, and I didn't see this show, but he goes to the White House Christmas party, and I'm paraphrasing here, he says that he has warm identification with George W. Bush, and it's like, come on, man. Stop sucking up.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what he is. He's just a pure suck-up to all these journalists and all these people. And it's just, it's Washington Beltway jive, but it just doesn't wash out here in the West anymore.
All right, final question on this guy, on Mr. Matthews.
Okay.
Do you ever watch his Sunday show on Channel 9?
I have.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems to be more even-handed. And of course, he's got good journalist guests like David Gregory and folks like that.
Yeah, and Caddy Kay from the BBC.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be as much about Matthews as the other show is.
Yeah, I kind of like that. And I get mad at Channel 9 when they start running rodeo or stock car racing, and then they don't show it until 10 o'clock at night when I can't see it.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
All right,
Jay,
pal.
Man, thanks for the call. You have a great holiday and vacation. We'll catch you when you get back.
Yeah, you, David, have a wonderful holiday, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Right. Takes stones to make a phone call this early in the morning at 303-713-7600. Yeah, I wish I could go to MediaMatters.org and pull that up and read that. I bring some of their stuff in, and I'm going to read one about Ann Coulter in about 30 minutes, but I bring their stuff in, and I keep meaning to read it, and a lot of times I don't ever get to it. But I'm telling you, and we have Jameson Fosier and Mr. Paul Walden. We have him on. What is it? It's every Tuesday, right? Yeah, every Tuesday, right after 9 o'clock. These guys only stay for about 10 minutes, 10 or 15 minutes at the most. I could put them on for an hour. That is the most... And I had a guy, from, I think it was Illinois, earlier this week. He had heard me doing the Springer show. So he sent me this UCLA study about how the media is liberal. And so I responded to him by sending him the link to MediaMatters.org. Well, sure enough, because MediaMatters.org, sometimes it takes them a couple of days to catch things. I get this email from them, and they take this report that this guy had sent me from UCLA, and they rip it apart, and they start by saying that it's not a biased report. Why? Because the study itself was paid for by right-wing think tanks. Now, this is the kind of information that neocons and Republicans will, you know, use against you in a coffee table or a dinner table discussion. For instance, how many of you, when you get together for the holidays, you did it at Thanksgiving, now you'll do it at Christmas dinner, somebody starts a political conversation. And these guys debunk all the right-wing spin. So you read all that stuff, and then when you get together with somebody, whether it's on the holidays, and I don't know, does your family talk politics on the holidays? Yeah, mine does. It comes up. So whether you're doing it then or if you're just doing it with your friends, and you can just turn around and say, wait a minute, you know, so-and-so, I mean, that's not true. And here's the reason it isn't. So it's a very, very valuable resource. And I contribute to them daily. Not daily, but I mean, I contribute to them monthly. Because I really, really like them. And they're just a great, great resource. All right, 303-713-7600. More calls coming up. We'll go national. We'll do the Springer Show for the last time. That's coming up after 7 o'clock this morning. Then I'm off for a week, and then I'll be back on January the 2nd. I hope you have a great holiday, because you know what? You deserve it. 6:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's check out Progressive Traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We're off to a good start. Lots of people already enjoying some time off for the holidays, so pretty easy drive. I-25 looking real good in both directions into downtown and through Key West. I-70 pushing top speeds between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. And if you're off to DIA, want to give yourself plenty of time to get through security. Already about a 28-minute wait there. Now, one little issue working on the roads. Eastbound on the Turnpike, single car crash. It's off to the shoulder right around Sheridan. And then if you're headed up into the mountains, it's snowing like crazy near Vail. Around town, things quiet on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline, Fiddles Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. All looking real good. On to the forecast. It'll be another...
Lives. Donor Alliance makes sure donated organs and tissues get to those who need them. Learn more at Colorado Donor...
...sale that just can't be beat. You know what? One of the great things that has happened to me this year is that I've been able to come back here to the Front Range and be able to get on this radio station and be able to talk about Rockies. And you know what? Rockies was an early supporter of this show. They jumped right on right away when I came back. They are all over this radio station. They are big supporters of this radio station by virtue that they buy advertising time here. I can't say enough about them. They're such good people. They're my friends. They're more than just a client that I talk about on the radio. They're my friends. Happy holidays from all the folks at Rockies. Get out there during their holiday sale. Over 500 of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. See my friend Spanky out there. See the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv. See Gerard Menard. Any of the people, Colby, any of the people working out there at Rockies will help you out. They're passionate about the cars they sell. If you want to check them out before you go out there, go to RockiesAutos.com. You can look at them on the website, see their business philosophy, scan their inventory, and pre-qualify for a car loan. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and go check them out. They're good people. Located at the
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
Business owners, if you want half off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to LaptopCoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Looking to stay fit during the holidays? Then check out MileHighMarket.com. Right now you can save $200 off retail on a Bowflex Sport with more than 60 gym-quality exercises. 24/7 online ordering with same-day shipping. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Silver bells, silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time.
Morning. Anything you want to talk about is fine. And we usually like leave the phones open between 6 and 7. One of the reasons we do that is because management's asleep, so they can't tell what we're doing. And I believe also they live outside the signal range. So where they are, it's like this. So they can't tell what we're doing, okay? So, like, you know, I don't care what we do in this hour, as long as you don't get obscene. Pat in Longmont. Pat, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. You know, I have to make a comment about Chris Matthews.
Sure.
I can't stand the guy.
Why?
I honestly can't stand the guy, and I haven't watched him since... I don't know if a lot of people remember, but do you remember when Phil Donahue was on MSNBC?
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And Phil Donahue took a major anti-war position, you know, on his show and had guests, to, you know, that talked to that. And on one broadcast, Phil Donahue and Chris Matthews, who both worked at MSNBC, were at the round table talking, and Chris Matthews completely tore Donahue apart. And right shortly after that, Donahue no longer was working on MSNBC any longer.
You know, I didn't see that exchange, and I didn't. I think you know, I don't know if Chris. I mean, was he insulting to Donahue? Was that the point?
Yeah, and okay. He was very belittling and just almost called him anti-American.
Okay, because Donahue's a pretty smart guy. But you know what? The Donahue show got canceled not because of that. It got canceled because it didn't have any ratings.
Well, I tell you, I am sure that that broadcast contributed to that, though. And I've never liked Chris Matthews since then.
Well, you know, it's
too much.
It's unfortunate that he did that. Right now, according to MSNBC, I don't know because I haven't seen the ratings. But right now what they say is the combination of Matthews and Oberman, and I love Keith Oberman. Have you ever watched his show?
No. I actually disconnected my television because of, I don't, do you remember the broadcasting to prior to the war with MSNBC? They had every single night countdown to Iraq.
No, I never watched them because, you know what, I never started watching MSNBC really until somebody called me up here when I first got here and said, hey man, you're missing out on it. Because we were having a discussion about, you know, where do you get your news and what media do you watch? And somebody said, hey, you got to see Keith Olbermann. So I started watching Keith Olbermann because it is the most hysterical. It is the most, it's the best, fastest moving news program on with a little bit of a fluff involved and a little bit of comic relief. As a matter of fact, Olbermann got a write-up in this month's Rolling Stone and got a little mention there of the Rebels of the Year. And that's when I started, like, you know, tuning in and watching Matthews because I just went away from CNN and started watching it. I mean, I watch Matthews, but I take him with a grain of salt. You know, in other words, and I always bring it up every week to somebody who's ever's on from Media Matters. I always bring it up about Matthews, and I always have a discussion about him. But I'm like you. He can be a little bit too much.
I just feel that he's kind of like that old expression, a fair-weather friend. I think he kind of shifts with where the wind is blowing, and I think he's just very much into his own self-preservation, so he shifts to where he needs to be to do that.
Yeah, he seems to be very anti-Iraq these days, but I'm telling you, he's enamored with George W. Bush, and it's almost as if I feel like saying to him, you know what, you need to have your nose surgically removed from Mr. Bush's half-moons because he keeps sucking up to him all the time. Hey, thank you, Pat, and have a great holiday.
Have a safe trip.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Bernard in Denver. Bernard, good morning. You're on AM 760. Bernard.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, man, how are you?
Good. Hey, happy holidays to
hey,
you.
Hey, happy Great. Holidays to you, too, man.
Especially to the crew up there, you guys did a great job.
Thank you. You're very nice.
Yeah, I've been listening the last couple of days about the media, and you know me, I'm one of your on my way to work guys.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? The one thing that bugs me about all these media news media talks is that the more celebrity they get, the higher suction they get. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
And so my news gathering is a hodgepodge of stuff from jumping here and there and a lot of online stuff.
Yeah, but you got to watch out though with the online stuff too because there's a lot of garbage out there.
Yeah, you know, filter. That's what you got to do. You got to filter it. Of course, that and I always have the my morning combative quasi combative conversations with my workmates.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, it's a lucky thing we all carry what we carry, or there would be something really serious happening.
Well, you know, to tell people a little bit, we were at a Christmas party. Was it last weekend?
Yeah, it was last weekend.
Yeah, it was last weekend. There were over 100 people there, and I'm going to mention this guy's name on the air. Tim Gimeno, who listens to this show, and his wife Julie was there, and Julie turns to me. They're friends of all of us. She turns to me and says, watch out who you bump into, because you never know, because they're all carrying guns. You know, and if that gives people a hint about where we were, that's fine with me. But it was a blast. The party was a blast. But she said that to me. I start cracking up.
So there are more left-sided people there than I think.
Oh, listen, one of my best friends in the whole universe works on the job in Chicago. And they call him Tommy the Commie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all right, Bernard, have a good holiday season, and we'll see you when we get back.
All right. You guys travel safe.
All right, dinner's on me. We'll talk to you later.
All right, later.
All right. And all my friends on the job, be safe out there. We got time to squeeze one more in? Yeah, let's go to Kelly in Aurora. Kelly, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, happy holidays to you.
Hey, happy holidays to you too, Kelly.
And Merry Christmas to all those of that persuasion as well.
Well, you know what? Whatever you celebrate, have a good holiday.
You bet. Hey, you know, you're talking about the media thing. I like you. I mean, I read everything. I try to remain open-minded. I listen to you in the morning. I listen to you in the afternoons. I mean, left and right. Now, I am a Republican by choice, but there's so much bias in the news, and I think it's both ways. If I watch Fox, there is no wrong with my party, and I know there is. And if I watch into some of the, you know, from CBS, back in the days of Rathergate, you know, if George Bush invented room temperature fusion, he wouldn't have done right. I mean, that's the whole problem. Everyone has so much bias, I think, because we're such a polarized society that the emphasis on what the truth is long been lost.
Well, I think there's some people out there who endeavor to do the best they can to try to find the truth, and both sides are not going to be happy with that. And the Rather thing was really unfortunate, but I don't watch CBS News, I got to be honest with you, so I don't know how much that reflects on them, and I don't know about what the coverage was like, say, for instance, in the Kerry Bush campaign, because I just don't watch them. But I urge you, as I urge everybody to do this, I urge you to go to MediaMatters.org. Check it out and read some of the stuff on there. And what ends up happening is it's not so necessarily that people in the media are either right or left. It's the fact that they don't at times challenge the guests when they should. They let things go, or they make the wrong kind of statements and then get nailed and have to retract it. You know, one of the guys who shows up on the radar all the time is Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, yeah.
Wolf Blitzer made a statement, and I wish I could recall what this was, and he had to retract it. He made a statement, I believe it was about Dick Cheney, which he had to get back on the air, and later he had to retract it because he had overreached and he had given him mistaken facts. Now, there's another thing that happened here a couple of days ago, and I'm going to get into it here after 7 o'clock, and it's complicated, so I hope I can read this properly. But in this case, he wasn't showing bias. But what he was doing was he was acting in omission. In other words, he didn't press the guest to give him an answer and to say, well, wait a minute. And I'll tell you who else was complicit in this exchange. You ever seen the lawyer Jeffrey Toobin on there?
I don't remember. I may have, but
yeah, he's our legal analyst at CNN. All right, he writes for The New Yorker. You know, Jeffrey Toobin, in the statement that was made, and it was about the whole FISA Act situation, he knew that what the guest was saying, who was an attorney, he knew that what she was saying was wrong, and he sat there like somebody had stuffed an apple in his mouth. And you know what? He's supposed to be an expert. So why doesn't he speak up and go, well, wait a minute, that's not the way the law reads?
I know. It's like, what do they call it, anagrams, or big things of a page with all the words on it. You have to go and circle all the words, then you have to figure out words in the right context. It's what it's like. It's just...
Well,
and... You can't. They don't ask the hard questions.
Well, you know, if you're uninformed and you don't know, or, you know, even if you are informed, but you just don't know the little minute ins and outs, what ends up happening is you get ambushed because you don't get the whole story. Hey, Kelly, I got to run, man. Have a great holiday and be safe.
You too, sir.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the call. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. We can talk about anything. But if you want to talk about the media, we can get into that, too. You know, I can't believe I'm still fighting off this cold. I just absolutely can't believe this. I'm going to have to go to the doctor and get hooked up to antiviral drugs and just have them go into my veins. I don't know what the story is here. So if you're on a flight with Mary and I to Las Vegas later on today, you hear this hacking cough, you'll know it's me. 6:45, 50 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Find REI's expert gift packs in Denver, Inglewood, Lakewood, Boulder, Fort Collins, and Colorado Springs.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will.
Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
Looking to stay fit during the holidays? Then check out MileHighMarket.com. Right now you can save $200 off retail on a Bowflex Sport with more than 60 gym-quality exercises. 24/7 online ordering with same-day shipping. That's MileHighMarket.com.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments, we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
In the New York Times, the Gray Lady, as they call it, compromised by her bad, sloppy reporting and by her taking for granted what was told her by Ahmed Shalabi, who, by the way, is in trouble in Iraq. He got I can't remember the vote total. I've got it around here somewhere. But he was the administration guy. He and Alawi are the administration's people there in Iraq. And both of them, but especially Shalabi, finished out of the money. So now he's claiming that the election wasn't fair. So he and the Sunnis now want a recount. But anyway, he and Scooter Libby fed Judy Miller all of this stuff about Iraq. Shalabi was the guy who originally came up with the idea that they had nuclear and biological weapons. And the New York Times, Judy Miller prints this stuff. And then it later turns out that it isn't true. And it later turns out that she's getting information from Shalabi, and she's also getting information from Scooter Libby. And so, of course, the New York Times and her part company. So she's out. And nobody talks about this. I mean, it does show up on the radar in some publications. It's mentioned a little bit in the Conventional Wisdom column in this week's Newsweek. There's a little, her picture's in there, and it's a little statement about her. And it's also, I think, mentioned in Rolling Stone this month. But most of the mainstream media hasn't focused on this. And you know what it does? What it does is compromises where you and I get our news information from. Because it no longer, in my opinion, even though it has great people working over there, like Maureen Dowd and Paul Krugman and sometimes Thomas L. Friedman, although sometimes I disagree with him. And even if you want to get a conservative look at things, you can read David Brooks. They have great people working over there as far as the op-ed page goes and the columns, and I don't want to leave out Frank Rich, who is absolutely outstanding. But you know something? Here's the problem. The problem is they've been compromised. And to my opinion, so has the Washington Post over the Bob Woodward incident. And it's sad. And it deserves coverage, this stuff. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just wanting to point out to you that long before Judith Miller was repeating the lies from the administration about weapons of mass destruction, PBS's Frontline had been repeating lies being fed from the Chalabi faction about terrorist training taking place in Iraq with, you know, the hollowed out inside of a passenger jet used to train the hijackers that worked on 9/11, whenever, of course, that never existed. It was just a story being told by that faction that wanted us to go in and take over Iraq for them.
Yeah, that's sad. You know, that's sad. And that whole Iraqi National Congress was basically set up by us. And there was an article in last month's Rolling Stone about how this guy, James Renton, I think is his name, and his PR firm sold all of that and set up the Iraqi National Congress, the INC. You know, you're right, and I didn't know. I didn't know the front line had run that. And you know what? And you're right. That compromises PBS.
And I wrote to Frontline shortly after the fall of Baghdad and said, "Well, now that you can go in and you can find these things, can you go and show them to us?" And of course, you know, their reply was, "Well, we're not really going to do it." And that's really irresponsible on their part. I mean, they are a very respected program, but they were buying this whole hog and shoving it down our throats versus taking an examination of who it is that was giving them the story.
Well, all right. In my opinion, it compromises them. Does it, in your opinion, compromise them?
It definitely compromises them, because even though they are normally fairly well-balanced, presenting both sides without getting too judgmental, certainly not trying to slant things either way, if, you know, people always want to say that PBS is part of the liberal media. Well, frankly, they're not liberal at all. They're just trying to present both sides. If anything, they're probably tilted a little bit to the right.
Well, this administration got caught trying to influence PBS by putting this guy Tomlinson in, who then later got gigged, I guess, for or is accused of misappropriating funds. And he was paying some guy sitting out of Missouri or some damn place to tape everything that PBS and NPR were doing, and then pointing out all any what they perceived to be any kind of liberal bias, and then Tomlinson was muscling them to move to the right, but he's no longer there, of course, because he got into trouble.
I wonder if he was reporting on how the Bert and Ernie relationship was portraying gay marriage.
There you go. That's like Jerry Falwell, the Teletubbies, right?
Yep.
Here's Winky. Here's Twinkie. Well, which is the character that carries a purse?
I thought that was Winky Tinky or Tinky Winky or whatever it is.
Is it Tinky Winky who carries a purse?
So, I believe so.
So Falwell cites that as being absolute proof.
Well,
it's a triangle, but he cites that as being absolute proof that that character is gay. I mean, does this guy have too much time on his hands or what?
Oh, definitely much too much time on his hands. He needs to get a real job.
You know, Bert and Ernie, the gay relationship between Bert and Ernie. Yeah, Bert and Ernie are going to move to England and have a same-sex partnership deal.
Right. Next door to Sir John Elton.
That's right. You heard it first on this show from John in Denver. John, thank you, man. Great call.
All right. Bye.
All right. Happy holidays. Have a good day. Bert and Ernie. Oh, Lord.
What are those two guys doing living together?
Yeah, what is the story behind that? I demand an immediate investigation by the parental council or whatever hell it is that Brent Bozell, who's another right-wing turkey, one of the things that he heads. Let's get into an investigation of that. Or how about Donald Wildman of the Family Association? Go after Bert and Ernie. Persecute Bert and Ernie for their sexuality. That'll take care of it. You know, I've always said this about gay people, and I believe this to be really true. No one chooses to be gay. But because somebody is different than you, either in their sexuality, the color of their skin, their religion, their sex, whatever the case may be, even their beliefs. You know what? You can come to blows with somebody over their beliefs, and I've done it many times. You know, I've gotten angry on the air with callers. But you know something? You don't persecute them. You don't persecute them. And I guess the Falwells and the James Dobsons and the Donald Wildmans of the world and the Bill O'Reillys and the John Gibsons just have never learned that lesson. Have never learned the lesson that, you know something? You don't persecute somebody for their beliefs. You can disagree with them. You can get heated. But you don't persecute them. And, you know, I just feel extremely sorrowful at times for gays and lesbians, because there are people in this society, you know, and they claim like, oh, we love the sinner, but we hate the sin. Yeah, right. Okay. You know, you believe that, I got a bridge to nowhere. I'll sell you and a pair of Ted Stevens underwear. All right, coming up next, we're going to go national. Last time with the Springer Show. Stick around. You got to call me at another number at 877-34-JERRY.
Some security searches that could delay passengers a few minutes more. And what if you're driving?
We're expecting over 51 million people to be traveling on the road.
Antel Williams at AAA. WBBM's Dave Berner says traffic around Chicago this morning seems busier than most days.
It's tight. It's tight going north. It's tight going south, east, west, wherever you go. There's a flow of lights from the early traffic and stoplights, too. A lot of people waiting at a lot of the intersections and also a lot of the on-ramps and off-ramps from the tollways and expressways here.
Well, the subways and buses are running again after a three-day transit strike, and New Yorkers are happy again. Sort of.
And nobody won, so, yeah, it was really stupid, I think. And, yeah, thanks a lot.
Live to the Columbus Circle train station and CBS's Steve Kathan.
Well, transit workers at the subway stop here put up a welcome back sign, and the handful I've spoken with say they're glad to be back on the job, but they're concerned getting a new contract won't be easy. The strike unleashed a lot of commuter anger against the union. Seeing members back at work has brought out some smiles and waves from riders today. Frank?
Overseas, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld delivered some news of interest to the American soldiers he visited with in Fallujah.
President Bush has authorized an adjustment in U.S. combat brigades in Iraq from 17 to 15.
Now, that could add up to as many as 7,000 troops fewer, and it could be the first in a series of drawdowns over the next year, depending on how fast the Iraqis can take over the heavy lifting. And this is just in. U.S. military officials say two American soldiers have been killed by a roadside bomb in Baghdad. Why is it taking so long to track down Gulf Coast children reported missing months ago? Live to CBS's Peter Mayer in Washington.
It's an internal administration debate over interpreting privacy laws. FEMA has contended that those laws prevent it from sharing personal details on hurricane evacuees with the Center for Missing and Exploited Children. That's the organization the government asked to help reunite families separated by the storm. The Washington Post reports it took White House pressure before FEMA agreed to share information with the FBI. FEMA officials say protecting privacy, though, is a serious matter, Frank.
Chicago Hospital says calls are coming in from around the country from people who've heard about the newborn twins found abandoned in a city church and would like to help them. Since the church custodian found the twins just a few days before Christmas, hospital staff's taken to calling them Mary and Joseph. Both are listed in good condition. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
It's Midnight Madness at CompUSA this Friday. Get a $125 CompUSA gift card to spend in-store any way you want, like on a compact Presario laptop with AMD Turion 64 mobile technology for only $474.99, all when you sign up for AOL service. Save a bundle this Friday at Midnight Madness from 6 p.m. to midnight. CompUSA, we got it, we get it. Offers after savings, gift card, and rebates, but before AOL monthly fees. Laptop offer requires in-store sign-up for 12 months of AOL service on a new AOL membership. Early termination fees and other restrictions apply. Quantities limited. Pricing may vary in Connecticut. See store for details.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you stay healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune...
Get into the sling of things and buy a sling box this week only for $199. Go to MileHighMarket.com and buy the hottest product on the market and watch TV anywhere. Makes a great holiday gift. Free same-day shipping to your door. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320.
For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to LaptopCoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Looking to stay fit during the holidays? Then check out MileHighMarket.com. Right now you can save $200 off retail on a Bowflex Sport with more than 60 gym-quality exercises. 24/7 online ordering with same-day shipping. That's MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over 500,000 others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
Because I might forget at the end, thanks to Jerry Springer for allowing me to sit in for him. This is the last day for me. Jerry will be back this coming week. And also I want to thank Stephanie and Megan and Will and Paul and Pat Berry and Kevin Matheny and all the folks who have helped me out here. And also John Turk, my local producer, who got nothing for Christmas. Got nothing for the holidays because he doesn't deserve anything. Okay, it's open phones today. Anything you want to talk about, 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. I've got the top 10 stories from the AP, and we'll get into those. But I got to read you something. And I bring this up every time I talk to Paul Waldman or Jameson Fosier from Media Matters for America, that I think that that Ann Coulter either has a great shtick and is making money off of it, or, like her hero Joe McCarthy, she's got a character flaw. Check this out. I can't, you know what, I can't read this with a straight face. I mean, it's tragic. I shouldn't say it that way. I mean, this is really tragic. This is Coulter's column on December the 21st, and it's a syndicated column. So that means that people around the country read this stuff. You know, it's kind of like this guy Michael Savage, who's syndicated, who is like a gutter snipe, this guy, and a mud thrower. But listen to what Coulter says. Are you ready for this? The government should be spying on all Arabs, engaging in torture as a televised spectator sport, dropping daisy cutters wantonly throughout the Middle East, and sending liberals to Guantanamo. Offering several rationales for why she had difficulty ginning up much interest in the recent report that the Bush administration secretly authorized the National Security Agency, the NSA, to spy on Americans and others within the United States, syndicated columnist and right-wing pundit Ann Coulter wrote in her December 21st column, "I think the government should be spying on all Arabs, engaging in torture as a televised spectator sport, dropping daisy cutters wantonly throughout the Middle East, and sending liberals to Guantanamo." And, of course, a daisy cutter is a 15,000-pound bomb with a lethal radius of 300 to 900 feet, making it the largest conventional weapon in the U.S. arsenal. This is Ann Coulter. What newspaper in their right mind would syndicate this woman? Once again, it's either she's got really great shtick, and I don't want to use a great shtick. I shouldn't say that. She's got shtick, and she makes money off of it because she writes ridiculous books, including one that tried to rehabilitate Joe McCarthy. Or she honestly really believes this stuff. I mean, she really believes it. And I think she got a character flaw. I really think she does. There's something seriously wrong with her. I mean, why would you make those kind of statements about all Arabs should be spied on? You know, there are untold numbers of Arabs and Muslims in this country who are every bit as American as any of us. They add to the country's diversity. It's just ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous to make these statements about people. And then I got another one for you. And this comes from Media Matters for America. Now, this one's a little bit more complicated, and I hope I can get this one right. And I hope I pronounced her name right, Victoria Tonsing, or Tonsing. Have you ever seen her? She's a conservative lawyer. She's a neocon, almost to the point of being ridiculous. And she appears with her judge husband, and I can't think of what his name is right now, but they're both extremely right-wing, and she appears on CNN. Well, on the December 21st edition of CNN Situation Room, host Wolf Blitzer held a one-on-one discussion with CNN senior legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin regarding recent efforts by numerous conservatives to falsely equate President Bush's authorization of warrantless domestic surveillance with the Clinton administration's use of physical searches without warrants. In the middle of the discussion, Blitzer informed his viewers that Republican attorney Victoria Tonsing has called us and wants to weigh in. So on the air, Tonsing repeats the claim that Clinton did carry out the same authority as Bush, citing as evidence Clinton's handling of the Aldrich Ames case back in 1994, and citing congressional testimony by Jamie Gorelick, then a deputy attorney general. Blitzer, of course, made no effort to challenge Tonsing's highly misleading argument. Tonsing appeared to be responding to Toobin's earlier statement, Jeffrey Toobin, who also writes for The New Yorker, his earlier statement that the authority assumed by the Clinton administration regarding the surveillance of foreign intelligence activities never went beyond those powers granted by the president, granted to the president, by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which is FISA, and that the Clinton administration followed the FISA law. Well, Tonsing retorts, well, the Clinton administration did carry out that authority when they went to Aldrich Ames' house without a search warrant. And they argued before the House, Jamie Gorelick did, that the president had an inherent constitutional authority to do so. Well, you know what? Tonsing's assertion, that the physical search of Ames' house and the Gorelick's testimony demonstrates that the Clinton administration did not consider itself bound by FISA is simply not correct. It's false. Because when Gorelick testified before the House Intelligence Committee in 1994, that the president had the inherent authority to conduct warrantless physical searches, the FISA law did not have anything in it about warrantless physical searches. So Bill Clinton was not breaking the law. And you're going to hear that argument show up on every neocon talking point. They're going to keep pounding that in, and they're going to keep reiterating it, and it is simply false. And I want to thank some of the listeners of this show for sending me emails directing me to places to go look this up, because I had a caller earlier in the week challenge me, and I get so sick of this, about Clinton and Carter. Well, they did it. And there's two ways to attack that argument. There's the one that MediaMattersForAmerica.org puts out about the whole thing with Wolf Blitzer, Jeffrey Toobin, who, by the way, sat there and said nothing, and Victoria Tonsing. There's that way to attack it, as absolutely on the facts and the fact that it's absolutely false. And then the other way to attack it, I think, is this argument. And, your parents used to give you this argument. At least mine did. Because Johnny does it mean it's right for you to do it? I mean, if Johnny goes and breaks a window and steals everything in the store, does that mean that you can go to a store and break a window? Does that mean you can do it? And so it's ridiculous that these neocons, these conservatives, and not all conservatives are bad, and I don't hate conservatives, but they call up and they'll start giving you this rationale, and it's like it's flawed both ways. It's absolutely flawed both ways. And it's about time those of us, as progressives and liberals, stood up and said, wait a minute. The facts don't bear out what you're saying about Carter and Clinton. Plus, on top of that, you're advocating the idea that two wrongs make a right. You're advocating that because you believe that Bill Clinton or Jimmy Carter broke the FISA law, that therefore it's okay for George W. Bush to do it. And you know the thing that gets me? And I said this earlier this week, I'll say it again, on this whole NSA spying situation. How long did we have to endure? And I would love to ask Bob Barr this, who shepherded the Clinton's impeachment situation through the House of Representatives. I would love to ask him about this. How long did we have to go through Whitewater? How long did we have to go through Monica and the dress? And now we've got a president who thinks that he doesn't have to abide by the law, that he can go out and spy on anybody he thinks, any domestic citizen of the United States, without going to a FISA court, without getting a warrant, without oath or affirmation, and he thinks that's okay. And it's not a constitutional crisis, and it doesn't warrant impeachment. I mean, this guy, since day one, this White House has been trying to expand presidential powers. And enough is enough already. We're supposed to have checks and balances in this society. And we do have a Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. And when it comes to people like Jose Padilla, who we're holding, the Sixth Amendment applies to a right to a fair and speedy trial. But this administration apparently can't read the Constitution of the United States. All right, am I being too heavy here on the last Friday in the year of 2000? No, it's not the last Friday. I'm sorry. The Friday before Christmas. Am I being too heavy? Am I getting out of line here? Should we be more joyous? Anyway, anything you want to talk about this morning is okay with me. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. Hop on the phones, and we'll talk. And I wish all of you, really, a happy holiday. Jerry Springer, back on Monday, I believe. J. Marvin sitting in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
This is Saddam Hussein. I talk you, Judge. I know we'll sit in courtroom this no more any. Demand I airplane jet private. Demand I go place where Jackson Michael and Springer Jerry on vacation. I hate Judge you, but love I radio on Springer.
Operator.
Yeah, I need the number for Springer on the radio.
877-34-JERRY, which is 877-345-3779.
Cool, thanks.
Need something to complete your indoor game room? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need prime seating to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy robotic massage chair. If you're a workout buff, then the New Balance recumbent exercise bike is for you. All this and more is available at MileHighMarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off and free shipping to your door. MileHighMarket.com, powered by Gately's.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies.
movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column and Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Do this program. This program originates from AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk in the Boulder, Denver area. All right, let's go to the phones. It's open. We can talk about whatever you want to. Let's go to Cassandra, trailer trucking in Texas. Cassandra. Oh, I guess Cassandra's gone. Probably pulled over one of those greasy spoon joints. Okay, Cassandra, be safe on your trip. Let's go to Jay in Detroit. Jay, you're on.
What's up?
Hey, Jay, what's happening with you, man? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. I just wanted to talk about Ann Coulter for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Well, the thing that thing about Ann Coulter is that she's a comedian. And I think that's why some of the claims that you hear her write about and stuff are just so ridiculous. And she's kind of like, I mean, and I heard those things you read earlier that she said, and I thought it was highly amusing, you know, and I'm a liberal, and I just think we got to realize that she's a comedian, and she's kind of like our Al Franken.
Oh, no. You know what? I don't think Al Franken would ever get on the air and ever make a claim that daisy cutters should be used against anybody. That anybody of any ethnicity should be spied on or singled out. Franken would never make those comments.
True. That's very true. But he also doesn't have quite as sick of sense of humor as she does.
No, you know what? That's not a sick sense of humor. You know what that is? That's a mental flaw. That's unacceptable. To say that all liberals should be rounded up and go to Guantanamo, that, you know what that is? That's sickness. That's mental sickness that makes you make those kind of statements. Maybe she's got Tourette's syndrome or something and can't control her outbursts.
I do disagree that it is ridiculous that they syndicate her, but it does amuse me. So her comedy is kind of working, I guess, a little bit. But
there's no comedy to it, pal. I don't know where you get the idea that there's comedy to saying that they should drop daisy cutters all over the Middle East. There are hundreds of thousands of, I mean, I just can't even count the amount of people who are living in the Middle East who, you know what, are not guilty of anything. They're not Islamic extremists. They just want to lead their lives like you want to lead your life. And to get on there and make those statements like that, you know what that does? That gins up hysteria. That makes people, you know, there are people out there who actually believe that stuff. Go, yeah, you know, that sounds logical to me. Let's go get all those Arabs. I mean, that's disgusting, singling people out like that. That's not humor. Thank you for the call. I got a sick sense of humor as anybody. I like really dark, noirish films. I really do. But, man, I would never make that comment about anybody or any group of people. I really wouldn't. Don in Charlotte, North Carolina. Don, it's your turn.
Hey, Jay, you're doing a great job filling in for Jerry.
Thank you, man.
I just wanted to say, putting the civil liberties issues aside, which is really hard to do, the president said that we've done at least a couple dozen, if not dozens, of these roving wiretaps. My question is, where's the results? What, we've captured the number three guy in Al-Qaeda four times over the last 3 years. If we know where these terrorists are, we know their phone numbers, call up and say we owe them a pizza and we're going to deliver it. Let's catch these people.
Yeah, you're right. Let's go get them all. And you know what? I think that this White House and the Justice Department and the NSA should be compelled to show us the list of who these people are.
Even if they're not going to do that, trot out at least one and say, look, people, instead of just saying, hey, trust us on this, it's working, show me a terrorist you've caught. And now I may be wrong about this point, but everyone always says, well, we don't have any proof that the civil liberties have been violated under the Patriot Act. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think we have any proof that the Patriot Act's doing anything good either.
Well, but you know, the administration will make claims that it is, but then nobody in the media ever stands up and says, okay, substantiate those claims. I mean, they'll give you an isolated incident where they spoiled, you know, where they spoiled that plot of that guy in New Jersey, I guess, who was going to blow that bridge up with explosives. But there's nothing that excuses going into library records. What are they going to catch you checking out Catcher in the Rye? And that's supposed to be like, you know, oh, that's a rebellious book, so this person must have a problem. Or going through your medical records or searching your house without notification and a sneak and peek? Come on.
Well, the other thing is they always keep saying, well, Clinton did this and that. Well, Clinton didn't need the Patriot Act. He didn't need roaming wiretraps to stop the Millennium Plot. So,
yeah, but you know the argument they're going to give you? The argument they'll give you is 9/11 changed everything. That's the argument they keep falling back on.
I don't know. Like I said, show me the money.
Show me where any of this stuff is worth. I agree with you, man. Hey, Don, thank you. Have a happy holiday.
You too.
Appreciate the call. I used to live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I worked in radio there. Independence Boulevard is in Charlotte. Nice town. Really nice town. My daughter was born in Mecklenburg County. Now, you've got to ask yourself at 25 minutes past the hour, what relevance does this have to the show that I'm giving you all this information, which you don't really need to know, and you probably don't really care about? 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Tim in Margate, Florida. Tim, you're up.
Hi, Jay. You're doing a fine job.
Thank you. You're very kind. Happy holidays, man.
Thank you. You too. What I wanted to say, did you see the article about Daschle in Yahoo News?
Yes, I've got it right here where he claims, hold on a second. Well, you can summarize it, but I've got it right here.
Go ahead.
It says, Daschle, Congress didn't okay spy program. The use of warrantless wiretaps on American citizens was never discussed when Congress authorized the White House to use force against Al-Qaeda after the September 11th attacks, according to former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. And he made the comment today, I guess, or it was yesterday that he made the comment. But that's exactly what he says. In an article on the op-ed page of the Washington Post, Daschle also wrote that Congress explicitly denied a White House request for war-making authority in the United States.
Okay, so that's their last remaining argument, just disproved right there.
Yep, you know what? These people lie, and they lie, and they lie. And how do they sleep at night?
I don't know. I don't think they do. I don't think they're... I have a sneaky suspicion they... I don't even want to go that far, but let me just add, as far as yesterday's conversation about racism really quickly, you were saying that, you know, it is parents teaching this to their children. And I'm a victim of that myself. I grew up in a home where, you know, racism was just swept under the carpet and, you know, it was a joke here or there. And I took it upon myself when I learned the right thing to do to teach my parents how wrong they were in that. And I think that's, you know, that's something that kids could look at doing, is educating the people that have this entrenched racism in their heads.
You know what? Great point. Thank you, man. Have a fabulous holiday season. All right. 28 minutes after the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Best of Jerry Springer coming up next week. 1-877-34-JERRY. or 1-877-345-3779. Good to be with you. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
Traffic and more time. Northwest Parkway, your quickest route to the airport, shopping, Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. Get info at nwpky.org.
AM 760. The real story. 24/7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to AmberHolmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
In the Watergate scandal, President Nixon refuses to hand over the recently revealed tapes of his Oval Office conversations. It's not that there's anything incriminating on them, he says. It's just that they are for history to hear. Besides, Nixon says he needs a little more time to figure out how to use that erase button. As of this week, American troops are now completely out of Vietnam. It's finally over, and America will never again commit troops to a war we can't win in a country that doesn't want us, using reasons that turn out to be bogus. That sentiment was echoed by America's ambassador to the UN, George H.W. Bush. With so many scandals in the news, young people are hungry for someone to look up to. But here in 1973, it's hard to find a real hero. It's encouraging, then, that today's young people say they want to be just like this year's most valuable player in the AFC, a real saint, the Buffalo Bills' O.J. Simpson. And that's the news for August 9th, 1973. I'm Gerald Fearmon, Croc News.
This has been another Croc Newscast from the past. Join us next time when we turn back the croc to another Croc News classic from Springer on the Radio.
Jerry Springer on the Radio.
35 minutes past the hour. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the Radio. 1-877-34-JERRY. 1-877-345-3779. Open phones. Anything you want to talk about. Here's a question for you. And you probably heard it on the news. President Bush has authorized a reduction in U.S. combat troops in Iraq. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said this on Friday during a town hall meeting in Camp Fallujah in Iraq. At the recommendation of our military commanders and in consultation with our coalition partners and with the Iraqi government, President Bush has authorized an adjustment in U.S. combat brigades in Iraq from 17 to 15, Rumsfeld told, 400 to 500 troops. So, the adjustments will reduce forces in Iraq below the baseline of 138,000. Now, here's the question. It's going to happen next year. Is this going to happen because the 06 elections, midterm elections, are coming up, or are the Iraqis really gaining in strength? You'll have to answer that yourself, or you can call up and answer it on the air. Juan in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Juan, it's your turn.
Good morning, Jay. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Juan. You're very nice.
Thank you. I want to weigh in on an article I read on CNN.com. Basically, it's an article about President Uribe from Colombia kind of cozying up to President Chavez from Venezuela. And it's kind of insinuating that Colombia's leaning towards the left and turning its back on America. Well, I just want to say that it's basically a reaction to America, sticking its fingers in countries that really doesn't belong in. Like, for example, on, attempting that coup in Venezuela on Chavez, and now you got Bolivia, electing a left-leaning president overwhelmingly. It's just a reaction on these countries, making sure that they're not going to lay down and roll over anymore to America.
I think it's a reaction to a couple of things. Number one, it's a reaction to their economies. And, in Colombia, they're in a terrible situation there because they have that narco-trafficking people coming out of there. They also have, FARC? I can't think of it. It's an acronym for guerrilla, Marxist guerrilla group.
It's called Fuerzas Armadas Revolucionarias
right.
de Colombia.
Yeah, and they're dealing in drugs, too. And then there's a second rebel group there that's dealing in drugs. And the United States has been involved in Colombia, and we have advisors there, I believe, and some troops, but mostly advisors, trying to cut down on the narco-trafficking, hoping to put a dent in the drugs that pour in to the United States. But you know something? You're right. I mean, it's easy to stir up that anti-Yankee feelings down there because of the way we've treated those people.
Exactly.
I mean, it is. And Hugo Chavez continues to become bigger and bigger of an influence in Latin America. And the guy that was just elected in Bolivia believes in legalizing the coca plant.
Yeah, we may agree or disagree with that specific topic, but all in all, it's all about sovereignty. America cannot continue to expect that countries are going to lay down and roll over for them. It's all about sovereignty. They're not going to. I think these countries aren't going to stand for it anymore.
Well, the Platt Amendment is dead, and we got to realize that. And I think the guy's name in Bolivia is Evo Morales, but I could be wrong about that. But I think that's his name. Juan, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Happy holidays. Yeah, the United States has always had this kind of like, well, we'll tell you what to do, kind of attitude to Latin America. And when Latin America had dictatorial generals and dictators running those countries, this country was strangely silent because, you know what, those governments would go along with us. And then when they're overthrown or when something happens that we don't like, you know, then we step in. I think the best examples are our constant ongoing fight with Cuba, the whole travel embargo there. You know, I would love to go there again, and I would love to get caught by this government going. And I'd like to find an attorney who would like to take that whole embargo situation to court and see if he could beat it back. But the other example is Salvador Allende, who was an elected Marxist and socialist. He was elected. Okay, people voted for him. And we didn't like it. Because Anaconda didn't like it, Steele, AT&T didn't like it. And so, you know what we did with the CIA? We went down there and staged a coup. What did they get? They got Augusto Pinochet. And I believe this happened during the Nixon years. They got Augusto Pinochet, who ran a reign of terror down there, and only later provoked international condemnation, and people have been trying to bring him to justice for years, and he always skates out of it. And now he's like he's under indictment, I think, again, maybe in a Spanish court, and he's like, you know, well, he must be like 85 or 90 or something like that. But we engineered that. And then we can't figure out why people in Latin America don't like us or that they're suspicious of Americanos or gringos. You know, and the place we ought to be applying pressure, I've said this before, the place we ought to be applying pressure is on Mexico to clean up its unequal redistribution of the wealth and clean up the violence there so that people don't pour into this country, not because they want to leave home, but because they want to go somewhere and they want to find a better life. 41 minutes past the hour. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
And we're fully committed to working with both sides to bring the level of terror down to an acceptable level for both.
Call Jerry. 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Get into the sling of things and buy a sling box this week only for $199. Go to MileHighMarket.com and buy the hottest product on the market and watch TV anywhere. Makes a great holiday gift. Free same-day shipping to your door. That's MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at MileHighMarket.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
Looking to stay fit during the holidays? Then check out MileHighMarket.com. Right now you can save $200 off retail on a Bowflex Sport with more than 60 gym-quality exercises. 24/7 online ordering with same-day shipping. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Half the hour, Jay Marvin for Jerry Springer on Springer on the radio, 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. I'm consuming more cold medications than a football stadium-sized meth lab. And I still can't beat this thing back. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? Let's go to Watson, who's been hanging on in Coventry, Connecticut. Watson, hi.
Jay, doing a great job.
Thank
Love
you.
Love your outrage.
Thank you, man.
I wish it was contagious. Yeah, the CNN, when she called, Townsend called in and said that the Clinton administration did the same thing that Bush did. First off, she was wrong.
Right.
The very next day she was on, but what she didn't know is Blitzer would have a legal analyst. I'm not sure if he was an analyst or part of his legal advising team on with him, and it just isn't true, and he flat out denied it. She said, but then she tried to change her story, saying, "Oh well, the case law for sneak and peeks and wiretaps are the same."
No, so that's not true.
Story. She kind of changed her story a little bit.
Was that CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin, or was it somebody else?
No, Toobin was on the day before when he was on the Macho. They had somebody standing right beside her, looking her in the face. She was on the show yesterday.
Well, see, I didn't see that. I missed it.
Oh, it was great. He shut her down, and she kind of changed her wording a little bit. But what good is the Patriot Act doing on international calls when I'm watching Sunday Night Football on ESPN and a politician calls the owner of Soldier Stadium begging him not to change the name, and he hadn't made it public yet?
What is it? Boy, clue me in on this.
I was watching Sunday Night Football. It's on ESPN.
Right.
And the announcers are talking, and Soldier Stadium, they built a new stadium, and they want to change the name, and they were talking about having a contest with the fans. And a politician, I'm not sure if it was the governor, you know, asking him not to change the name of Soldier Stadium. And it wasn't made public yet.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that'd fall under the Patriot Act. I don't think that, you know.
Well, if it wasn't made public, how would a politician know?
Well, the politician
The
politician would know if the politician suggested it.
Well, I don't think it was made public yet, because the Patriot Act was mentioned during the football game.
And, well, that's weird. Where is this football team you're talking about?
I believe it's the Chicago Bears. Isn't that the Bears Stadium?
Oh, that's Soldier Field, or as the mayor calls it, Soldier's Field.
Yeah. Oh, it could even have been the mayor. But
somebody who's lived in Chicago three times. Man, nothing that goes on there, nothing that happens in the city of Chicago would shock me one bit, especially with the mayor. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I lived there three times. Michael Blandick was a mayor. Jane Byrne, who a lot of people didn't like her, but I liked her. And Mayor Richard Daley. And Patrick Fitzgerald, of Scooter Libby fame, is working in that situation. Slowly working his way up the food chain. Trying to go after maybe possibly the mayor. Now, I don't know what's going on with this case because I've been gone now for a year. So I don't know what's happening with the mayor, and I don't know what's going on. But anything that would happen in the city of Chicago would not shock me. Or in the state of Illinois, for that matter. Because the former governor, George Ryan, who most people hail for his death row pardons, not pardons, that's not the right word. Is it commutations? Is that the word I'm looking for? Where they don't set you free, but they give you life in prison. Is that sentence commutation? Is that the word term I'm searching around for? Most people, like the singer, and I really like him, Steve Earle, will point to that about George Ryan. But when George Ryan was Secretary of the State, he had some other problems. Now, somebody recently sent me an email telling me that they caught Ryan on a wire talking about some illegal stuff. All right, that's aimed towards the listeners of this program in Chicago. It's kind of like talking about the transit strike, really, which has now been settled, and we don't have to talk about that anymore. But various talk show hosts, I won't name any names, keep going on about the transit strike. And once again, it's a union issue, and it's a labor issue, and it affects all of us across the United States. But the mechanics of the transit strike, I mean, if you're sitting in Portage, Indiana, if you're in wherever, I mean, do you need to know all that stuff? J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Thanks for joining me. Happy holidays, Springer. On the radio.
This is Michael Jackson. Jerry and his wife are vacationing with me at Neverland. His wife is nice. Do they have any little children? Oh, never mind. I love you, J. Marvin, for filling in at Springer on the radio. Do you have any little children?
Hello, Jerry. Call 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779. And you'll be on Springer.
On the radio.
Kids 313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
AM 760.
The real story 24/7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything right. Here's on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
Doing a great job.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio, 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. And it's open phones. This just in, the National Archives, I believe it's the National Archives, released all this information about Samuel Alito. Turns out he wrote a memo in 1985 saying Roe versus Wade should be overturned. Get on the horn. Call your elected representatives, particularly your senators, and tell them no to little Nino. Samuel Alito. George, in Portage, Indiana. George, it's your turn.
Good morning, Jay. You know, we miss you in the Chicago area, buddy.
Yeah, but I don't miss WLS. I got to tell you, I'm glad to be out of there, man.
The Big 89 is a big bag of wind. But listen, real quickly, I have a touching Christmas story for you. But before that, you guys mentioned Bolivia. My cousin Paul is a Catholic missionary in Bolivia.
Hmm.
And the reason they swung so far to the left is because a while back, Bechtel Corporation privatized their water and made it illegal for them to even collect rainwater. And the people rose up against this, and this is what caused that to happen. Now, that's never mentioned in the news, but it's a fact.
Boy, that's sad.
That's not why I called, though. The reason I called is this. My sweetie and I were downtown Chicago at Marshall Fields. It's been a tradition for my family ever since I was a little kid to go see the windows. We happened to be inside, and I have to tell you, between the two of us last year, we made about $54,000.
Right.
And my granddaughter was with us, And these two well-dressed folks were right in the aisle with us. And the lady said how cute my granddaughter was. And they approached us. And I said, be careful. The NSA has got her bugged. And we both laughed, you know. And the gentleman walked up, and he says, it's funny you should say that. And he had a kind of a drawl. He says, I made about $100,000 on my investments alone this year. And I feel more threatened by folks who ain't smart enough to make their money work for them. I think President Bush should bug anybody who means to do what I call productive Americans as much harm as the terrorists. Now, I was taken aback because we're relatively well-dressed, you know, for
right.
To be downtown. So I guess he felt comfortable speaking to me because instead of being outside with our noses pressed up against the window, we were inside looking at products we couldn't afford. But it amazes me how comfortable they are sharing this kind of thing. And I think this is the real underlying cause of what's going on. I would like to know who exactly they are spying or bugging.
Because yeah, I think they should definitely give us that information.
Absolutely.
I think you're absolutely right. Hey, George, I got to run. Have a very, very, very happy holiday, man. All right. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Yeah, Marshall Fields, downtown Chicago on State Street there. I used to go look at the window displays myself. You know, can't have everything, but there's nothing wrong with looking. Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime. Only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLE Homes Colorado.com.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to LaptopCoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Need something to complete your indoor game room? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need prime seating to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy Robotic Massage Chair. If you're a workout buff, then the New Balance Recumbent Exercise Bike is for you. All this and more is available at MileHighMarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off and free shipping to your door. MileHighMarket.com, powered by Gately's.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Trains and buses are running again in New York after a three-day transit strike. It almost makes going to work fun.
It was fabulous. It's great to be back at work. Never thought I'd be saying that.
A transit worker apologized for the inconvenience.
No, because I have family that live in the city that had to get around the same way. You know, a lot of my family had to take cabs and hitch rides.
In Washington, the National Archive has just released dozens of documents written by Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. One's from 1985 and says the Roe versus Wade decision legalizing abortion should be overturned. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Anybody who doesn't know that Samuel Alito in the 1980s was advocating for the demise of Roe versus Wade has been under a rock. I mean, this is just another in a long line of documents that suggest that.
Alito hasn't said how he would rule on abortion as a Supreme Court justice. In Iraq, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld told the troops in Fallujah President Bush is downsizing the U.S. force in Iraq by 2 brigades. That could be as many as 7,000 troops. Controversy surrounds Munich, a Steven Spielberg movie about the 1972 Olympic massacre that opens today around the country. CBS's Dan Revive tells us why.
Some activists in the American Jewish community say, of all people, Spielberg is questioning whether Israel had the right to take revenge.
You're going to kill them. One by one.
After Palestinian gunmen murdered 11 Israeli athletes at the Olympics in 1972, Spielberg is saying little about the controversy, except he's proud not to demonize anyone, not Jews or Arabs. He calls this movie a prayer for peace.
We're supposed to be righteous. I lose that. That's my soul.
Dan Revive, CBS News.
A sign of recovery on the Gulf Coast, the first hurricane-damaged casino to reopen in Biloxi, Mississippi. Mita Boya traveled from Mobile, Alabama to be part of the opening day crowd.
There's nothing here that I don't like.
Nancy Lewandrowski is with the Isle of Capri, which is scheduled to reopen Monday.
Most of the damage we had was here in the hotel lobby. The barge, which is where the gaming is, was barely touched at all.
2 shopping days till Christmas. Rick Gallagher with the National Retail Federation is hoping for a big wind-up to the season.
Entertainment items are pretty much the most popular gift. That's DVDs, CDs, books, things of that nature. Clothing is coming in number 2, but number 3 are gift cards.
Early Wall Street trading, the Dow's up 3 points, NASDAQ ahead 6.5. This is CBS News.
It's Midnight Madness at CompUSA this Friday. Get a $125 CompUSA gift card to spend in-store any way you want. Like on a compact Presario laptop with AMD Turion 64 mobile technology for only $474.99. All when you sign up for AOL service. Save a bundle this Friday at Midnight Madness from 6 p.m. to midnight. CompUSA, we got it, we get it. Offers after savings, gift card, and rebates, but before AOL monthly fees. Laptop offer requires in-store sign-up for 12 months of AOL service on a new AOL membership. Early termination fees and other restrictions apply. Quantities limited. Pricing may vary in Connecticut. See store for details.
It doesn't matter if you don't live where your favorite team is. With NFL Shop, you can still support them. Get the biggest selection of authentic NFL merchandise at NFL Shop. All 32 teams, all the gear. It's all at NFL Shop. Call 1-877-NFL-SHOP. That's 1-877-N.
Freedom Harley Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
The story was picked up by Jesus General, December the 18th. Fox apparently aired a video news segment, which also pulled. Raw Story has not seen the video. The station is owned by the Meredith Corporation, so apparently they pulled the video segment after they ran it. The story profiled white supremacist website, stormfront.org, and it ran on Fox Carolina's WHNS website in late November. It is still available in the Google cache. It's a website with everything from dating advice, homemaking threads, to discussion boards that focus on news and white activists and the things that white activists want to know. Stormfront.org is a website founded on the belief that the white race is a dying race. Oh, man. Fox interviewed Bob Whitaker, who they describe as a former Reagan administration cabinet member and an active member of Stormfront. Whitaker is a ardent supremacist. And in an interview, he said immigration of non-whites in the United States was tantamount to genocide. The present policy is a massive immigration of third world into white countries. This is according to Whitaker. All white countries, this massive integration, he remarked in an interview with National Vanguard, and only white countries. That's what you call genocide. Nice people. All right, let's go to Ken in Brooklyn, New York. Ken, it's your turn.
Hey, Jay, great show.
Thank you, Ken.
Hey, I got a couple comments real fast. The guy who called in and said that Ann Coulter was a comedian.
Right.
I've never heard her describe herself as a comedian or anyone else describe her as a comedian. I never see people laugh, you know, on Fox News. They don't say, oh, Ann, you know, you never see that. I mean, Al Franken's new book is called The Truth with Jokes. I don't see how you can compare the two. Ann Coulter describes herself as a pundit. And
right, her book is called, her latest book is called How to Speak to Liberals If You Must.
Yeah, I mean, she's so repulsive, though, that I think she turns a lot of people off with her ideas, and I think that's good for us, you know. So, but a couple other things real fast about the domestic spying thing.
Sure.
I think, you know, we really need to find out, and maybe not the public, but, you know, the Senate, or they have to subpoena the names of the people who were spied on. Because I got a hunch, I might be wrong, but I got a hunch that they might have been spying on some of their political rivals. You know, you ever hear that thing about how Ted Kennedy's on the do not fly list?
Right, that's right. Yeah, he got held up at the airport.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised if it was all on the up and up, and that's why they're fighting to keep it under wraps.
I think a better analogy would be Nixon's enemy list.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, what he did, he was doing illegal things too, you know. But and then the last thing about this withdrawal, I think you nailed it. I think they are going to, you know, they are going to sort of draw down, at least in a symbolic way, just in time for the elections, you know, to give everybody a, you know, good feeling like, hey, it's, look how good everything's working. But, you know, they're not going to describe themselves as cutting and running, are they? I kind of doubt it.
No, I don't think they are either. And, of course, there's no Democrat that talks about cut and run, even though they make that BS up. There's an excellent article in Rolling Stone this month about Bush's speech, and it's a very, very speeches that he's been giving. And it's a very, very funny article. And, you know, back to the whole spying situation.
Yeah.
Somebody should come forward and say to the White House, okay, you know what? Are you spying on your political enemies? And if you're not, prove it. Show us a list.
Well, they're not too good about being upfront with the facts. I mean, what you said about Alito, you know, how come they didn't disclose this this paper that he wrote? You know, all this whole time, they basically obfuscate or, you know, lie, soft pedal the facts. They're not very truthful, I would say. So
no, they're not very open. Ken, thanks, man. Appreciate
great.
Your call. Have a happy holiday. And let's go to Gary in Chicago. Gary, hi, you're on. Gary, gone. Bob in Atlanta. Bob, it's your turn. Well, all right, so they both went in. They went both went into the ether. Mark in Portland. Mark, you're on.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good. Merry Christmas.
Hey, happy holidays to you, pal.
All right, thanks. I have one question for you, and this has been bugging me since the story broke about the NSA. Why do they think that peace activists or these anti-war groups are a threat to the national security? Because I know the list hasn't come out, but the stories that have come out are talking about some of these like Quakers in Pennsylvania and stuff. And I just don't understand why they think this is these groups are a threat to national security.
You know, I've thought about that too, and that doesn't come under the NSA thing, I don't think. I think that comes under the Pentagon spying,
okay.
Which is a story that, you know, seems to be shoved under the rug. But the Pentagon was doing domestic surveillance, and one of the groups that they pointed out was the Quakers and this meeting house that the Quakers were involved in Florida. And why they look at the Quakers or, you know, the Catholic workers and claim that they have, like, a communist attitude, you know, I can't answer that question other than maybe paranoia. Paranoia on the part of the Pentagon and on the part of the government. I don't understand why they would look at those people. I'm as puzzled as you are.
Because I've been to, I haven't been to any of those meetings, but I've been to, like, anti-war protests and stuff, and they're pretty peaceful people. I don't understand why, they're not violent or anything, so I don't understand why they would think these people are a threat when there are obviously other types of groups in this country that are more violent and that they could be spying on them.
I don't, you know, I just, as I said again, I don't have an answer for it, and I'll tell you something. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the House Un-American Activities list or the Attorney General's subversive list that they used to have in the 50s, 60s, and the 70s until they finally decided to get rid of it. Yeah. I don't know why that they're looking at these people. And, you know, the Pentagon thing has been swept under the rug with both the debate about the Patriot Act and also the NSA situation. And we should once again demand answers out of the Pentagon. Okay, you know what? You have these people down on this list for observation. Why are you looking at them? What is the burden of proof you're using that you need to list them? And what have they ever done? And you need to prove it. And if you can't prove it, you know what? Drop them from the list. And the Pentagon should not be engaging in domestic spying anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just, you know, this administration, man. I mean, I don't hate George W. Bush. I don't hate Dick Cheney, the Darth Vader of American politics. I don't hate any of these people. But what I do feel about them is I feel like they're out of control. I feel like that they misrepresent what this country is all about.
Yep.
And I do believe that they manipulated intelligence and they lied us into the war, which is a political blunder and a foreign policy blunder. And it's just, you know, it blows my mind. It just, and how anybody can vote for these people, you know, is beyond me. Other than the fact that they scared the public stiff during the campaign. Thanks,
right,
man. Appreciate the call. Happy holidays to you. They did. They scared us stiff. And the fear is a good motivator. And George W. Bush as well, you know, and his supporters say, well, we haven't been attacked since 9/11. But you know what? Nobody wants to look into the fact that we were attacked on 9/11. And you know what? What happened to that presidential daily briefing memo, or whatever it's called, that said Bin Laden determined to attack? And Condoleezza Rice gets before the 9/11 Commission and keeps insisting time and time again, senators, this was, or commissioners or whatever, this was a historical document. No, there was nothing historic about it. The fact is that this administration was warned by the Clinton administration that Bin Laden wanted to go after this country. And you know what? This administration dismissed everything the Clinton administration had to say because the quote-unquote, the CEO president was in charge and the grown-ups had taken over the White House. And from day one, they started spreading rumors and disinformation, like claiming that the Clinton staffers had trashed all those offices and ripped out all the phones. That later turned out to be untrue. Or how about this? This is my favorite administration story that never gets talked about. And I believe that John Bolton and Douglas Fife were involved in this little story. Jimmy Carter goes to Cuba. He goes to see Fidel Castro to urge him to free dissidents and open up the religious process on the island. So he's there, and I believe Richard Boucher of the State Department stands up in front of a press conference. It may not have been Richard Boucher. It may have been Douglas Fife. It may have been Bolton, but I believe it was Richard Boucher, who's the spokesperson. Stands up, and he says, you know what the Cubans are doing? The Cubans are developing biological weapons. Now, they knew that this was wrong, and they never proved it, and nobody ever said to them, okay, you made the statement, now back it up. They knew that this was wrong, but they did it to discredit Jimmy Carter, who's a kind man, who's a gentle soul, who basically was Ayatollah'd out of the presidency. And if you read his current book, which is number one on the best seller list in the New York Times, you really realize what a great guy he is about American values. But the Bush administration did this. Nobody held their feet to the fire. This is the kind of dishonesty and the smearing that they engage in. 60 minutes after the hour, J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. This is Springer on the radio.
Hey, Jerry Springer here, and I'm recording the latest version of Blowing in the Wind. I'll be putting it on eBay, and I expect it to be at least 1 cent by the time I return.
Come in styling sequence.
1-877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779. This is Springer on the radio.
Get into the sling of things and buy a sling box this week only for $199. Go to MileHighMarket.com and buy the hottest product on the market and watch TV anywhere. Makes a great holiday gift. Free same-day shipping to your door. That's MileHighMarket.com. Looking to stay fit during the holidays? Then check out MileHighMarket.com. Right now you can save $200 off retail on a Bowflex Sport with more than 60 gym-quality exercises. 24/7 online ordering with same-day shipping. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to AmberHolmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
I can't answer it because I'm taking a plane. Mary and I are taking a plane out of here to go celebrate the holidays with my parents in Southern California. And we're also going to Las Vegas, Nevada. So if you hear some guy with a dry cough on the plane and the snivels, you'll know you're flying with me. And my recommendation is you, that you stay away from me, because I'll give it to you. Let's go to Brett in Nashville. Brett, it's your turn.
Hi, good morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. I've got a suggestion for those people who think that the Bush administration should be able to spy on us to protect us from terrorists. You know, they're quick to point out that there's been no attack since 9/11, but no al-Qaeda attacks occurred after 93 under Clinton either. Now, there were a couple of other terrorist attacks. We had a terrorist attack in Oklahoma City, and we had an attack at the Olympic Park and the Birmingham abortion clinics. And the guys who did that, one was a white ex-military gun enthusiast, and the other one was a Christian fundamentalist abortion right opposer. So,
yeah, you're talking about Eric Rudolph.
Exactly. And so I want to know, are those people also willing, let's have secret investigations of every ex-military gun owner, and let's have secret investigations of everyone who belongs to a Right to Life organization. Are those organizations going to be willing to give up their members to protect us from those kinds of terrorists?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting question you pose, and I don't think there's any kind of domestic spying going on against those people. And Timothy McVeigh was like a weird guy, and I don't know if you've ever been, or anybody's ever been. I have, just simply because I wanted to go look at it. He used to live with who was the other guy? Terry Nichols. Terry Nichols. They used to live at Searchlight, Nevada.
Yes.
Which is outside of Las Vegas, and it's a really weird, strange little place. But you're right about that. I mean, how much... You know, and I'm sure the FBI would tell you that there is some. I'm sure that they would tell you that there is some. How much spying do they do, or eavesdropping, or surveillance do they do on these little clusters of ultra-right groups and these white supremacist groups? I do think they maintain files on them, but, I'm sure the Pentagon doesn't spy on them.
Well, and, you know, the NRA has always said that the government can't be trusted to know who owns the guns because they'll misuse that information. You know, so it just seems like the only reason people aren't opposing this is they don't think they're the ones who are targeted because they're not Muslims or whatever. But when guys named Billy start getting investigated, you know, these people would stand up and say you're violating his rights.
Well, you're always right about that. It's whoever's ox is being gored. Hey, thank you. Have a good holiday. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Ellen in Long Island. Ellen, hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy holidays to you.
And the same to you. Just wanted to let you know that Victoria Tenzing's husband is Joe DeGeneva.
Yeah, that's it. You're absolutely right.
Who's another mouthpiece for this administration. And it was Lanny Davis, who was a member of the Clinton administration, who was on CNN with her yesterday.
Oh, Lanny Davis is pretty good, too. I've seen him on there before.
And he set her straight on what Clinton did or didn't do. And
Did she absolutely back down?
She kind of stuck to her story with little variations after Lanny showed that she just wasn't right. She kind of backtracked a little, but still said that Bush did nothing wrong.
Well, but, you know what these people do. You notice this? They get a talking point, and even if they are defeated on the facts, they keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it.
And hoping
that it sinks in.
Absolutely, and it's up to us and certainly people like you to just start setting the record straight. Can't let them get away with it.
Well, I agree 100%. Have a fabulous holiday. Thank you, Ellen. Appreciate the call. Got to go. Yeah, you know, this whole plan for victory that the Bush administration claims that they have had since 2003 was actually written by two Duke College professors who found out in a study that if Americans believed that there was a chance for victory in Iraq, and I'm not saying there isn't or there is, but that if they heard the word victory enough, that they would tolerate higher casualties and higher body counts. So if you look at what George Bush speaks when he did those series of speeches, and you count the amount of times he said victory, and most of them he said victory 15 to 20 times, hoping that idea, and the banners, you know all the neat little banners he has made that say plan for victory or whatever it is that said back there? Well, first of all, he and Scott McClellan, the White House, lied about when the plan was drawn up. And then second of all, he has all that back there, and it's like, oh, you know, and they keep saying, victory, victory, victory. And what he's hoping is that you'll internalize that, you'll end up believing it, and that you'll say, well, we've lost X amount of soldiers, and I forget what the total is now, 2,000-some. And we've lost them, but you know what? We're going to achieve a great victory in Iraq. And a victory is possible in Iraq. And the Bush administration has a plan for that victory. Never mind what it is. Never mind that nobody knows what it is, except the old pablum of stay the course. But this is what the administration does. And the right wing, the people to the right, and all these talking heads that fan out, that get on the Sunday talk shows, that end up on CNN, that end up on MSNBC, what they do is they keep repeating this stuff over and over again, and then what happens is the host, and Wolf Blitzer on CNN is notorious for this, and Chris Matthews does it too on MSNBC, they don't challenge the things that are said. And if they do get challenged by, say, another opposing guest, then what they do is they just stick to it and keep talking about it, keep saying it again, keep going into some variation of it. And the idea of doing this is hoping that you'll walk away with the idea because you've heard it enough, and if you say it often enough, people will believe it. Then you walk away with the idea of, well, you know, that makes sense to me. And, you know, then you act like the Manchurian candidate. Well, yeah, there's a plan for victory. This administration's got a plan for victory. Sure it does, because I've heard it over and over again. And it's extremely, I mean, if you're not informed, and it's hard to stay on top of everything, and if you don't watch what's going on, then you start taking this stuff away. I mean, like Andrea Mitchell was talking to somebody. Bob Graham is talking to former Senator Bob Graham of Florida. She says to him, well, you know, this whole thing was spying. It's a choice between security and liberty. And Bob Graham says to her, no, it's not. It's a question of breaking the law, and I'm paraphrasing him, and it's about law and order, which the Republican Party and this administration is supposed to be famous about. But Andrea Mitchell tried to give Bob Graham a false choice there. And if Bob Graham hadn't been smart enough to challenge her, that would have just gone unsaid. Nobody would have said or stood up or said anything. And then people would internalize that, and they go, yeah, that's what it is. It's a choice between either the two of these. That's why you got to be very careful what you believe. What you hear, actually. Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
And a nice day looking at the forecast. Highs in the 60s today. We're at 55 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, the real story, 24/7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again,
close date, they'll stay a little late. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All our holidays were always such a mess.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Need something to complete your indoor game room? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need prime seating to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy Robotic Massage Chair. If you're a workout buff, then the New Balance Recumbent Exercise Bike is for you. All this and more is available at MileHighMarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off and free shipping to your door. MileHighMarket.com, powered by Gately's.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
I'm scheming for that right Christmas, where public schools sing Silent Night. Shoot that red-nosed reindeer on sight.
I got the gun.
And may every Christmas lean far right.
Thank you. We may be under attack, but we're coming back.
Hey, I'm beaming about my right Christmas, where happy holidays are banned. And each store makes it clear that every cashier says Merry Christmas or gets canned. Oh, I'm extreming for a right Christmas. We're fighting for our right to choose this one time. Be a martyr and you can't lose.
You know, it seems to work for those Muslimic guys.
We'll take Christmas time back from the Jews.
Thank you. You know, all those secular liberals like Al Franken and Bill Murr, they all should just be locked away in a manger. Away in a manger. God, I'm good.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
35 minutes past the hour. I love that. I just love that. Can we repeat it again next hour, please? Oh, we're going to repeat it again next hour. Good. Okay. Get your recording devices out. You can steal it. I mean, play it for your friends. Tell them you got it from Springer on the radio. It's so good. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. And happy holidays. And thanks to Jerry and thanks to everybody who's involved with this program for allowing me to do this. Let's go to Dan in Boulder. Dan, hi, you're on.
Hi.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good, except I think everybody in Boulder has the same crud you're suffering with, so I got it too.
Yeah, do you have it too? I've had people tell me that it's going around. Man, I can't beat this with a stick. I'm telling you, I can't get rid of it.
It comes and goes. I had it for a week, went away for a week, coming back. Anyways, not that the fundamentalist right-wingers care about facts, but I just wanted to share one piece of info with you about their continuing drumbeat about Clinton did it too in terms of spying. What Clinton did, if you just Google it, you can find Executive Order 12949. Essentially what Clinton did is he said, by executive order, I'm going to change FISA, the Secret Spying Act for Foreign Intelligence. I'm going to change it so that they can do not only electronic surveillance, but also physical searches. It didn't change anything about FISA that requires them to go to the FISA secret court.
No, it's FISA, and the physical searches were not covered by the FISA law.
Right, originally, but Clinton, by executive order, added physical searches to the FISA law.
Right, that was done like later on, though.
It was in 95.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but I think this is the tweak that Clinton put in there that they want to point to as saying he violated FISA as well. So it doesn't matter to the fundamentalist right-wingers what the facts are, but I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, I'm glad you did, and I'm glad you called up, man, and hope you get rid of what you got, because I'm trying to get rid of mine, and have a good holiday.
You too.
All right, thank you. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Let's go to Ty in Novato, California. Ty, hi. Ty once. Ty twice. Jeff in Cincinnati. Jeff, you're on.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hi, Jeff, how are you?
Good. Happy winter solstice to you, buddy.
Got it, man.
Hey, you know, about that Ann Coulter comment, you know, I got Bush apologist buddies that kind of have the same logic. One sentence, they're talking about nuking the whole area. Then they talk about how we ought to fight for their freedom. And I really don't understand where this logic comes from. And I quit debating with them. It's so ridiculous. But also, as far as the Iraq war goes, the thing that makes me so angry is that I did believe Bush, and I was for the war. I thought there was weapons of mass destruction. He basically scared me into thinking that Saddam would give it to terrorists and blah, blah, blah. But I read a really good book by George Packer called Assassin's Gate, and he talks about how bad Rumsfeld and all these guys he botched the post-war winning the hearts and minds. I mean, we lost the hearts and minds after about a month of being there, basically after they started looting. And
we allowed the looting to go on. Then L. Paul Bremer turns around and tells the Iraqi army, get lost, you're unemployed. Except
exactly.
What he fails to do is he fails to say, you know, number one, give me your guns. And number two, he fails to think it through. The mass unemployment causes civil unrest.
Right, right. And basically, Packer was a reporter that was over there and said that, I guess it's a CPA or there's a...
The Provisional Coalition Authority?
Yes, yes. They basically were living in a separate reality of what was going on the ground. Many of them hardly ever left the green zone. And it just a bunch of ideologues that, you know, don't know what is going on the ground.
Well, they gave jobs in the coalition, the coalition provisional authority. They gave jobs to people who were connected in Washington, who were young kids,
right,
who didn't know any better because they got all these connections out of the Heritage Foundation and gave these people, which is a right wing think tank, and gave these people all gigs, and they didn't know what the hell they were doing.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I think that's what upsets me the most is that I did believe him. I did believe Bush, and I did back him on this. And, you know, no weapons of mass destruction. I felt like I've been lied to. And I vote Democrat every time I vote, usually. And, you know, I feel like I've been hoodwinked, basically.
Well, I think a lot of people feel that way, and I think there's a lot of people who now regret that under the guise of security and the fact that we were under a threat, that they either voted for the guy, you know, that they voted for him the second time, or that they got fooled because he passed himself off as being competent. And, of course, I believe that the 2000 election was stolen. So we can't,
yeah,
you know, we can't even go there. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Have a happy holiday. I do believe that the 2000 election was stolen. I really think so. 877-34-JERRY or 877-345-3779. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Happy holidays to you. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer here. I'm exploring my feminine side by hanging out in the woman's bathroom with Michael Jackson.
Finally, Jerry, you're really becoming one of us. I love you, Jerry.
This is going to be a long week off.
Our number is 877-34-JERRY. Call now.
Looking to stay fit during the holidays? Then check out MileHighMarket.com. Right now you can save $200 off retail on a Bowflex Sport with more than 60 gym-quality exercises. 24/7 online ordering with same-day shipping. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Get into the sling of things and buy a sling box this week only for $199. Go to MileHighMarket.com and buy the hottest product on the market and watch TV anywhere. Makes a great holiday gift. Free same-day shipping to your door. That's MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive.
Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
He was troubled by testimony indicating religion motivated some board members to adopt the policy. Santorum, on the advisory board of the Michigan-based Thomas More Law Center, which defends the district's policy, the Law Center described its mission as defending the religious freedom of Christians. I thought the Thomas More Law Center made a huge mistake in taking this case and in pushing this case to the extent they did, Santorum said on Wednesday. He said he would end his affiliation with the center. The leading Democratic challenger in Santorum's 2006 re-election battle, State Treasurer Robert Casey Jr., accused him of backtracking on intelligent design. Man, let's hope Bob Casey wins that election. Good luck to Bob Casey. And if I had endless funds, I'd be sending Bob Casey some money right now. You go get him, Bob. Let's go to John in Austin. John, hi, you're up.
Hey, yeah, thanks a lot. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Okay, here's the thing. The administration is not interested in victory except for their party. That's how Bush and his cabal was when he was governor of the state, and before he was governor of the state. The only reason that their only motivation for anything, and I'm saying this in light of the FISA, not using the FISA court. There's no reason for them to do it for any other reasons the way they were doing it other than political reasons. They want to use it to ensure their future winning of elections.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with that, and I can't remember who said this, but somebody said it about the Bush administration. Everything they do is operated like a political campaign.
That's right. That's exactly right. They really, before 9/11, they were criticized for having no policies other than to win elections, and nothing that they've done since 9/11 has done anything to disprove that. And all of this dirt that's being thrown out, all the scandals that have come up in the last year or so, including delay. They're all about that, just winning the elections. They have no, they're just as shallow as they can be. They have no agenda for the country, only for their party. And that's really basically all I have to say. And but except this is treasonous. It's treasonous for this president to do this just for his party's good. He's supposed to be serving the Constitution and the U.S. people, not just the Republican Party.
Well, I think he does have an agenda, though, and I think the agenda is to dismantle the government. And I recommend you read an article about the Department of Homeland Security that is in this month's Rolling Stone. Thomas Frank is one of the authors, and I can't remember who the other author is. Read it, and it will make you absolutely sick at what this White House has done.
I think I know what you're talking about, and what they want to do is they want to bust social, the welfare state and Social Security.
They've
been trying to do this since the 30s, and that's the reason that they want their party to be there in perpetuity. And they want to do everything to stack the deck so that they can do this in spite of what the people of America want. There's a poll show that the people of America, even some Republicans, don't want Social Security dismantled. They want Medicare. Even the business community is starting to realize that without universal health care, they're going to sink. And but this, the Republican Party has no interest in that.
Right. I agree with you 100%. And I'll tell you, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Those who hate government can't govern. Thanks, John. Have a happy holiday. Appreciate the call. Speaking of Tom DeLay, a Texas appeal court yesterday thwarted former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay's bid for a speedy trial. The money laundering and conspiracy case against a Republican congressman has been on hold while prosecutors appeal a judge's dismissal of some of the charges. DeLay's attorneys asked the Third Court of Appeals to speed up the appeals process by shortening the filing periods from 20 days to 5 days, but the court said no. Now, DeLay has been pressing for a quick resolution of the case so he can regain his post as majority leader before his colleagues call for new leadership elections next month. I don't think he's going to make it. The congressman is accused of illegally funneling corporate campaign contributions to GOP candidates for the state legislature. Under Republican House rules, he was forced to step down when he was indicted. 303, I almost gave out my local number here. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. That's 1-877-345-3779. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Good to have you along. Happy holidays. This is Springer on the radio.
Hey, I'm Jerry Springer. I'm in Aspen, Colorado, learning how to snow ski. I've only fallen a few times. Once I rolled about halfway down the slope, and Stephanie, it's not funny.
Intelligent talk radio. That might be a contradiction in terms. This is Jerry Springer on the radio.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
J. Marvin, in for Jerry Springer. On AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Past the hour. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about this morning? And let's get back on the phones here. And Ronnie in Illinois, you're up. Go, Aurora. Where are you?
Hello. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Ronnie. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. It's been 11 years since I've heard you on the radio.
Well, sorry about that.
I got a little story to share with you, and then I got a comment to make.
Sure.
You know, I remember one night, late night, because I used to run Chicago late at night from Chicago to Detroit, and you were talking about a subject of bipolar and manic depression.
Right.
And my wife was bipolar and manic depression. I didn't understand that in the beginning. And with that, listening to your conversation and, you know, the knowledge that I gained, I was able to, you know, keep my relationship with my wife.
Well, that's great,
I didn't know what was going on.
That's great. So for those people who don't know, I've struggled with mental health issues for 25 years, and at one time they believed that I was bipolar. And so I used to, when I was on the air in Chicago, I mean, I'd openly talk about it. There's nothing to be ashamed of, and you should go to somebody who you know, can get you the right medication, and also somebody who can do the right talking therapy with you. And it's enabled me to stay married for 25 years and to lead a semi-normal life. All right, I'm running out of time here, so go ahead and make your comment.
Okay, yeah, it's about the Bush administration. I mean, I'm insulted. I mean, here you have the head of state, the president, lying to the American people and then ripping the country off. You know, I follow the money, and he's taking care of all his buddies. I mean, it's, they follow... They political gangsters. I mean, they're doing nothing for the common people, for America. And that's what it's all about.
Well,
that's all I wanted to say.
All right, thank you, man. Have a good holiday. I appreciate the call. Yeah, no, you know what? No bid contracts on the part of the federal government should be banned. This administration has handed out no-bid contracts for Iraq, for the Department of Homeland Security, and all of these people have been connected in one way or another. And that's just wrong. Because you know what? It's your tax dollars. It's my tax dollars. And this is an administration, and this is a government that doesn't spare a moment to talk about responsibility in spending, about fiscal conservatism when it comes to spending, about on and on about spending, on and on about being careful with our money. And look how much we are in debt. And look at these unjust tax cuts. And look at these no-bid contracts. And look at the cronyism that goes on the part of this administration. It's absolutely just amazing. It really is. And at some point, we got to stand up. We got to say, hey, you know what? Enough's enough. You got to stop. All right, we got one more hour together. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Just thanks for being with me all week, and thank you to Jerry for allowing me to sit in and have a good holiday. We'll take calls, open phones, one more hour. So stick around. If you're on the line, hang on. If you're not, get up and phone in. We'd love to talk to you. Jay Marvin for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio.
The following is a non-religious and totally secular greeting from AM 760. We hope.
Business owners, if you want half off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Looking to stay fit during the holidays? Then check out MileHighMarket.com. Right now you can save $200 off retail on a Bowflex Sport with more than 60 gym-quality exercises. 24/7 online ordering with same-day shipping. That's MileHighMarket.com.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to LaptopCoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at MileHighMarket.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
I think that says fragile.
Really upset. And, you know, we planned this for a long time and cost a lot of money. And, you know, we're going to lose a day in San Francisco.
Well, the housing market, red hot over the past 5 years, is apparently cooling. The Commerce Department says last month sales of new homes skidded 11.3% from October's record high. The state of Illinois is going after suspected gas gougers. But as Bernie Tafoya of CBS station WBBM reports, it's an unconventional punishment.
18 alleged gouger gas station owners have been given an option. Either donate $1,000 to the American Red Cross or face a lawsuit by the state. The ultimatum comes from the Illinois Attorney General's office. AG Lisa Madigan had ordered an investigation into alleged price gouging at the pump immediately after Hurricane Katrina. Prices at some gas stations had gone as high as $3.63 a gallon. The Illinois Petroleum Marketers Association is protesting the state's donate or else attitude. The Attorney General's office, though, has given gas station owners until January 5th to make up their minds. Bernie Tafoya, CBS News, Chicago.
Well, they won't be coming back to the states immediately, but Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says President Bush has green-lighted bringing several thousand American troops home from Iraq in the first months of next year. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Rumsfeld made the announcement just days after the Iraqi elections and said further reductions would be considered later next year when the new Iraqi government is in place. This is the first time he's spoken of dropping troop levels below 138,000, but he says the size of the U.S. troop presence will fluctuate as commanders focus on training Iraqi security forces.
Another indication that in years past, Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito was no friend of the High Court's Roe versus Wade ruling on abortion. Among documents released today by the National Archives is a 20-year-old memo in which Alito advocated overturning the landmark decision. CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen says Alito is making a recommendation to the Solicitor General.
He's going to say, that was my job at the time, that's what my boss wanted me to do, and if I'm a justice, I'm going to look at the whole issue a lot differently.
This unusual sound is made by an ancient yard-and-a-half-long instrument called a didgeridoo, traditionally played by Australian native people. But now researchers in Switzerland have found that snorers who learned to play the instrument over a four-month period had significantly reduced sleep apnea and daytime sleepiness. Checking stocks right now, the Dow is down 15 points, the Nasdaq off a fraction. This is CBS News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now.
866-500-MEGA. That's 866-500-MEGA.
Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you.
866-500-MEGA. 866-500-MEGA for affordable health insurance. Call.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Need something to complete your indoor game room? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need prime seating to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy robotic massage chair. If you're a workout buff, then the New Balance recumbent exercise bike is for you. All this and more is available at MileHighMarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off and free shipping to your door. MileHighMarket.com, powered by Gately's.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
That it was a fraudulent election. Check this out. I mean, you know, Bush, everything's going fine in Iraq. Iraqi politician Ahmed Shalabi appears to have suffered a humiliating defeat at the recent Iraqi polls, according to uncertified preliminary results. The news came just a month after Shalabi, had conducted a tour of Washington in an effort to patch up his tattered image in America. Paperwork shows that in November, Shalaby's Washington representative hired a powerful D.C. lobbying firm. The election results in Iraq may present Shalaby's ardent U.S. supporters with a quandary. Shalaby, as well as other losing candidates, are alleging fraud in the election. Even though the Bush administration has hailed the vote as an historic step for democracy in Iraq, Shalaby's International Congress, which is an invention of this government, was not part of a coalition, but 35 political groups on Thursday issued a joint statement threatening to boycott Iraq's new legislature if complaints about tainted voting are not reviewed by an international body. Preliminary results in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad indicates that Shalaby's Iraqi National Congress scored a minuscule 0.36% of the votes. I never get his name right, though. I always want to call him Shalaby or Shalaby or whatever. But that's who he is, our man in... he and Alawi, our men in Iraq. Nope, didn't make it. All right, let's go to Bob in Lumberg, Illinois. Bob, hi, you're on.
Gee, Marvin, it's wonderful to hear your voice. It's a birthday treat for me to have found you on the radio.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're very kind.
You know, I miss you. I have probably never agreed with you on too many things when you were out here, and I don't today, but still, I really appreciate you, and I miss you.
Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
I think what you were talking about earlier about, you know, the Bush administration tactics, I think both sides use the same tactics. It's like, you know, putting something out there and you know, what truth becomes perception, or a lie can become the truth, you know, if you just keep on, you know, saying the same thing over and over again. I think the Clintons mastered that, and that comes out right out of, and you'll like this, because I go back as far as you do with, being a lefty and a Vietnam War protester way back then, but I've kind of changed. This is out of Saul Alinsky. This is right out of Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals. If you push something long enough, a lie becomes the truth.
Well, Joseph Goebbels also talked about the same thing. But you know what? I got to, in all fairness, ask you this.
Sure.
Give me an example of where the Clintons did this.
well, right about the thing with the travel office, one of the first things they did, they weren't sincere enough to just say, you know, you guys, we don't need you anymore, we're going to put our own people in. So instead they ruined, you know, these people's reputation.
Yeah, but they never, you know what, they never ran that as a political campaign. They never said it over and over again. And the whole Travelgate situation, wait, let me finish, the whole Travelgate situation, you know, they were exonerated over that. They found no wrongdoing. That's not the same as this administration, who changes, let me finish, you know, all of its constant reasons for being in Iraq, changes all of its political, you know, operates this whole Iraqi situation where the President of the United States goes out before hand-picked audiences, which he did on the campaign trail, and gives these meaningless speeches over and over again, which give us no plan for getting out of Iraq, but are simply operating like a Karl Rove is, you know, running a presidential campaign.
Well, you know, all right, to go back to your original question, how about, is the economy stupid? The economy had already begun
well, that
to
was,
turn
that
around.
Well, that was during a presidential campaign. That's
okay,
not the same. But that's not the same thing as when you occupy Pennsylvania Avenue. This president's already in power. There's no presidential campaign to be run here. He's got three more years to go. The thing is sewn up. It's his. And yet this White House operates like everything that they get involved in and every front that they get challenged on is a political battle. It's like everything is run as a political situation rather than foreign policy decisions, domestic policy decisions. I mean, I still ask you to go back and give me an example of where the Clinton administration did this once they were in power.
You know, off the top of my head, I can't think about it, but I think the left does it on a regular basis.
Well, okay, then give me some examples.
It's been so long.
Well, it's not been so long. You know, we could talk about yesterday.
All right. How about the Bush stole the election? That's one of your favorites.
Well, you know what? I don't think that's coming from the White House. I think that's coming from the results in Florida. I think that's coming from the suppression of votes. I think it's coming from the fact that Al Gore won the popular vote and that the Supreme Court, in a very biased and partisan way, stepped in and handed the White House to George W. Bush. He never earned it on his own.
Well, yeah, but it's the Electoral College, you know.
It's not the Electoral College. It's the Supreme Court of the United States, which they intervened in a partisan way, which they never should have done, and the will of the people who voted for Al Gore, including myself, That was subverted. It was subverted. It wasn't, you know, it was wrong. They should have stayed out of it. Because they had no business being involved in it.
Well, you know, I there's two sides to that, and
what's the other side?
I would joke with you just to keep it light, Jay.
What's the other side of that?
The other side of it is that they counted the votes and they counted the votes and they counted the votes, and I feel like the Democrats wanted to count the votes till they got the answer they wanted.
No, they didn't do that. You know what the problem is that Al Gore didn't take it far enough. He didn't go far enough, and he should have gone far enough, and he shouldn't have given in. Listen, I miss talking to you, too. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. I got to go. Goodbye. And have a happy holiday. I'm sorry. I got to go. David in San Francisco. Dave, hi. You're on.
Yeah. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Dave.
As a matter of fact, that fella that was just on, good grief. My brain is just glitched up. I'll think of it in a second. I had originally called to talk about corporate Christmas and some of the other scams that these boys are doing. I don't know if you're aware of it, but it really looks like what they're up to is they're trying to crush Kmart in order to have Walmart survive. It's a corporate scam. And, I know what the one thing I was going to mention to you. You had an earlier caller. You were suffering through bad sore throats, you in Boulder?
Yeah, I'm in Boulder.
Yeah, I used to work at the Fillmore Theater out here in San Francisco. I don't know if you know it, but...
I'm from California originally.
Sure. Well, Clear Channel bought it, so since I haven't worked over there. It's really sick the way Clear Channel owns it.
Oh, you know what? Don't get on here and slam my employer, man, because you know what? They've been very, very good to me. So, you know what? That's like biting the hand that feeds you. Goodbye. You know? I mean, they've been very good to me, and I'm by no means a company person. I'm always crossways with management one way or the other. But they have been very, very good to me. And they gave me a shot at coming here to AM760 when a lot of people wouldn't have done that. And so I'm employed, and they've been very good to me. So I have no complaints about that. Speaking of Walmart, I'm sure you heard this story, but if you haven't, I'll give it to you anyway. A California jury on Thursday awarded $172 million to thousands of employees at Walmart stores who claimed they were illegally denied lunch breaks, which I do to John Turk all the time. The world's largest retailer was ordered to pay $57 million in general damages and another $150 million in punitive damages to about 116,000 current and former California employees for violating a 2001 state law that requires employers to give 30-minute unpaid lunch breaks to employees who work at least 6 hours. The damages were originally tallied at $207 million, after a court clerk misread the punitive damages as $150 million, the amount of punitive damages was later clarified. Not giving people a lunch break. Come on. Now, under California state law, as I understand it, the lunch break you get is like 30 minutes. You know, 30 minutes. Now, Walmart says that they're going to appeal this. Walmart's attorney, Neil Mann, said the jury's verdict, reached after nearly 3 days of deliberations and 4 months of testimony, would likely be appealed. He claimed the state law in question could only be enforced by California regulators, not by workers in the courtroom. He added that Walmart did not believe the lunch law allowed for punitive damages. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get on here and attack Walmart. You should see that movie out that's out about Walmart. It's on DVD now. And, of course, Walmart's got a counter DVD out that a couple of guys made. I'm proud to say this to you. I have never set foot in a Walmart. I mean, that's just a fact. I never have gone in there. So I wouldn't know what the inside of a Walmart looked like if my life depended on it. I do see these commercials on TV for Walmart. But, you know, not giving somebody a lunch break. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
The number you have reached is
877-34-JERRY.
Please check your number and dial again.
That's 877-345-3779.
This is a recording.
Springer on the radio.
talking about that Rolling Stone article about the Department of Homeland Security. Go to the Washington Post website. There's a story in there by Susan B. Glasser and Michael Grunewald. Now, I don't have time to get in the whole thing here, but the title of it is Department's Mission Was Undermined from the Start. And a little bit of this, the Department of Homeland Security was only a month old, and already it had an image problem. And then it just goes into all the blunders that the administration has made. And actually, the Rolling Stone article, though, is much better. Let's go to Barry in Fenton, New Jersey. Barry, you're up.
Hi, thanks very much, Jay.
Sure.
Remember when George Bush said, if it's illegal, we're still going to do these illegal wiretaps as long as I'm president. Remember that?
Yeah, he said something to that effect, that he was going to continue to do them because they were a priority to national security.
Well, this is King George, telling us serfs what's up. And, I hate to say this, but the Democrats deserve George Bush. You know why? They're too weak. They're too phony. They're too afraid to use the one thing that can send the Republican Party to Pluto. LeninMurderTruth.com. It is the bomb.
Yeah, but so you know what? I hate to burst your bubble here before Christmas. I hate to put lumps of coal in your stocking. I hate to blow out your Hanukkah candles. I hate to snuff your Kwanzaa celebration.
Don't lie. Don't lie.
You know what? I'm not lying, pal. You know what? Here's the truth. A website is not going to make a presidential campaign, and anything with the name Lenin in it smacks of Marxism. So you know what? Goodbye. Go to North Korea. They believe in Marxist-Leninism. Go hang out in Pyongyang. Go suck up to Kim Jong-il. Okay? Don't try to run that by me, because it won't work. Ann in Ann Arbor. Ann, hi, you're on. Hello, Ann.
Jan?
No, it's Jay. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I'm calling from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, great. I'm sorry. You talked about Searchlight Nevada.
Right.
Okay, I used to live in Las Vegas, so I know exactly what you're talking about, Searchlight.
Yep.
You mentioned you're going to Las Vegas for Christmas.
You bet.
You got to take a road trip to a place called Front Sight Nevada. Have you heard of it?
No, where is Front Sight Nevada?
Front Sight Nevada is on the way to Pahrump. Do you know where Pahrump, Nevada
is? Yeah, sure, I've been there.
Okay, well, listen, Front Sight Nevada is a community that's based on the right to bear arms. And a private developer out of California had bought this land in Nevada right on the Nye County-Clark County line, where everything in the community, they have schools, they have churches, and it's all based on the right to bear arms. They have training sites for machine guns. People can carry guns. It's just the whole thing. And, you know, that's what's scary, is things like that that are going on in America. Not that I'm saying that this is a terrorist training camp or anything, but it's on the same order of Searchlight Nevada. You know, you said where it was a home to Terry Nichols and Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah, and it's a very, very creepy place.
Oh, it's terrible. I used to go there all the time on the way to Laughlin, so I know what that place is like.
I mean, Mary and I walked into a bar there.
Oh.
Just like a bar restaurant, just to, like, get something to eat and look around. And it's like everybody, like, turns and stares at us.
Oh,
And we're not too paranoid people. I mean, we just kind of went, oh, okay, well, I guess we'll drive back to Las Vegas and get something to eat there.
You have to be there, and you have to experience for people to really understand it. Well, you need to go to Front Sight Nevada when you're in Las Vegas. It's on the way to a town called Pahrump, which is also an experience in itself. But there's a lot of things here we need to worry about at home and be frightened of before we start worrying about foreign soil. One more thing. Retired teacher here. So glad that they're going to make some cuts in No Child Left Behind. Because I'll tell you, that is a horrible, horrible program.
It is.
And it's forcing a lot of good teachers to leave the profession. And it doesn't do anything for the students. So.
You know what? I agree. Hey, listen.
Yes. Have a wonderful holiday.
Yeah, you too. And you know what? Email me, and I can't answer my email. You get an auto reply. But email me, and then when I get back, I'll tell you about my experience there. I'll tell you how it went.
Okay, great. Sounds good.
All right, Ann. Take care. Thank you for the call. Happy holidays. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. I want to be the first host nationally on a radio show across this country to sneeze. Maybe I'll be able to do it before 10 o'clock. Kathleen in Inglewood, Colorado. Hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay, it's so nice to talk to you. You're so darn popular anymore, I can't get through to you.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, I just wanted to bring up the phony talking points of the Republican Party about how there has not been an attack since 9/11. I think there should be great doubt expressed as to whether we would have even had an attack on 9/11 had they paid attention to the memos and the authorities that were very credible as to what was going on prior to that attack. They completely ignored it. The information was not allowed to come out. The 9/11 Commission report was suppressed until after the election. And we saw the ill-preparedness on the Katrina hurricane, what took place after that disaster. And I am so sick and tired of hearing these righties over and over and over again say, well, we haven't had an attack since 9/11. Al-Qaeda and terrorists do not just, you know, go in and make a strike. They sit back, watch, listen, and they plan very, very carefully. And I'm very much afraid of what can happen under this leadership. I think it's very, very frightening.
I think what you're saying is absolutely true. And as an article in Rolling Stone points out, you know what they did with Homeland Security? They underfunded it, and they took it, and they put the emphasis on terrorist attacks, and folded FEMA into it. And FEMA used to, under the Clinton administration, I think the guy's name was Whitaker, or Witt, or something like that. Michael Lee Witt, maybe, I think was his name. It used to be a cabinet-level position, and they took that away from FEMA, and they stuck it down lower in the priority list, where it used to be that the head of FEMA could pick the phone up and call the Pentagon. The head of FEMA would see the president every day. Now, whoever the head is of FEMA now, and when Michael Brown was the head, can't get through to anybody. So the administration did this. And then on top of that, look who they got. They got Michael Brown, the head FEMA, the former head of the Arabian Horse Association or something, who used to enforce the Arabian horse rules. Thank you, Kathleen. Have a good holiday. Really appreciate it. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the Radio.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Looking to stay fit during the holidays? Then check out MileHighMarket.com. Right now you can save $200 off retail on a Bowflex Sport with more than 60 gym-quality exercises. 24/7 online ordering with same-day shipping. That's MileHighMarket.com. Get into the sling of things and buy a sling box this week only for $199. Go to MileHighMarket.com and buy the hottest product on the market and watch TV anywhere. Makes a great holiday gift. Free same-day shipping to your door. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer.
It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
And restaurants to choose from. Park Meadows is the place to be this holiday season. Be sure to visit Santa's Holiday Lounge to experience a true Colorado holiday.
Randy Rhodes.
These are interesting times in which to live inside the United States. Really fascinating. We've become everything we despise. We have limited freedom. We have people listening to our private phone calls. We have people reading our private email. 80,000 people on the...
Yeah, I'm screaming for that right Christmas. Far to the right as it can skew.
Thank you.
Where the creches linger, giving the finger to lawyers from ACLU. It's true. Oh, I'm scheming for that right Christmas. Where public schools sing Silent Night. Shoot that red-nosed reindeer on sight.
I got the gun.
And may every Christmas lean far right.
Thank you. We may be under attack, but we're coming back.
Hey, I'm beaming about my right Christmas. Where happy holidays are banned. And each store makes it clear that every cashier says Merry Christmas or gets canned. Oh, I'm extreming for a right Christmas. We're fighting for our right to choose this one time. Be a martyr and you can't lose.
You know, it seems to work for those Muslimic guys.
We'll take Christmas time back from the Jews.
Thank you. You know, all those secular liberals like Al Frankincense and Bill Murr, they all should just be locked away in a manger. Away in a manger. God, I'm good.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
35 past the hour, Jay Marvin for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio, Best of Springer coming up next week. And then Jerry will be back. Happy holidays to you and your entire family. I love that little thing there, that little comedy bit. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. And let's go to Tom in Chicago. Tom, you're on.
19 Paul, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, Tommy the Commie, the world's only socialist policeman. How are you, man?
Openly declared. I don't know if there's any others out there, but I'm the only openly declared.
You're the only openly declared socialist cop I know of.
Yes. I could take you to task. You had mentioned me 2 weeks ago today when you were filling for Springer on when we get in them frequent disagreements over support of Ralph Nader. And I was going to ask you, when the primary first came about, who do we first support? You remember?
Well, the Democratic primaries?
Yeah.
I supported Howard Dean.
Right, as did I. Remember, we were saying that would be a good choice, but unfortunately, by the time it rolled around Chicago or Illinois for the primary, he was out of it, as was Dennis Kucinich. So my point is, I think, why do we have to sacrifice some of our ideals for a lesser candidate? That's what I was trying to say. We should tell the Democratic Party this is what we want and try to push for those reforms.
Because in a lot of cases, life is a compromise, and what ends up happening is you vote for a third-party candidate or you vote for Ralph Nader, who has no chance, and then we end up with George W. Bush, who I believe, arguably, is probably going to go down in history as one of the worst presidents this country's ever had.
I agree, but unfortunately, at this time, he has a lot of support. But my point is...
No, he doesn't have a lot of support. Look at the polls. He doesn't have... And the last poll that came out about Bush, in which the media was crowing, oh, Bush rebounds, if you broke it down, he's only gaining his core back. But he's still behind the eight ball with the majority of Americans over his handling of Iraq, over not having a plan, and his general trustworthiness.
Yes, but what I'm trying to say is we're not voting in a horse race, and I get disagreement with family members all the time when they say the same thing to me, it's a wasted vote. If that's the candidate that's closest to your ideals, you should support them and be true to your cause instead of having to sacrifice something that's very important. That's what
I don't disagree with that, but I think that the problem is that the way the American system is set up, that you a lot of times have to go for the lesser of two evils. I wasn't thrilled by John Kerry, but I'll tell you one thing. We'd be in a hell of a lot better situation here sitting in the White House than George W. Bush sitting there.
Yeah, I agree. Unfortunately, the vast American public didn't think about that, but hopefully they'll reconsider their
options. Well, you know, there was voter problems in Ohio, and the election was very close, and George W. Bush won by the smallest margin other than Woodrow Wilson. So, see, we needed your vote, and instead you went off and voted for Nader, and Nader had no chance.
Well... That's who I supported. Well, we miss you here in Chicago, and we'll send Mary our love. She's a very nice lady. I can say that to everybody nationwide. Dave Marvin definitely married up. So.
Yeah, I definitely did. So did you. Say hello to send our love to Michelle, and we love you, Tommy, and be safe, man.
All right. 19 Paul, buddy.
19 Paul, brother.
Take care.
All right. Which 19 Paul is like no action needed. And Chicago cops always say, there's nothing big or small that can't be solved by a 19 Paul. And Tommy's the only openly socialist leftist cop that I know of. I mean, I know a couple here, but he's the only one I know of. And he and I used to get into ferocious arguments about supporting Ralph Nader. Because, man, I don't know about you, but when Kerry and Bush ran, I was giving money to Kerry like every couple of weeks. I just wanted him to win so bad. I feared having this administration in power again. And what a heartbreaker when Kerry lost. Now, he didn't run the best campaign out there. I think we all know that. He succumbed to the swift boat smears, which he shouldn't have done. He should have stood up to that in the beginning, that McCarthyite type thing that Rove and Bush engaged in. He should have stood up. He should have taken that on. He should have said, you know what? I know where I was. All right, where were you? Were you in Alabama? Where were you? How did you get into the Air National Guard? He should have challenged him over that and should have beaten down the swift boat situation and exposed those guys for the liars that they are. He didn't run a rough enough and tough enough campaign. And, you know, sometimes those of us who are progressives and those of us on the left, we don't want to do that. And I debate this all the time. Do we crawl down in the gutter with these people and slug it out? Do we go tooth and nail with them? Or do we try to take the high road? So what you want to end up doing is you want to end up discussing positions and foreign policy and whatever, instead of running attack ads and going at them totally and saying, all right, you know what, you want to fight, let's put up a fight. You know what, you want to get in the ring, you want to get bloody, good. Let's get bloody because you know something, we're ready to take you on. And John Kerry didn't do that. Howard Dean would have done it. Howard Dean is blunt, and Howard Dean would have done it. And I love Howard Dean. But he didn't win the primary. And he got butchered by the media over that scream, which was the fact of, you know, the audio input of one mic. And if you had had that scream and that sound out in the crowd, it would have sounded just fine. So, but Howard's the head of the DNC, and I support him. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. It's 41 past the hour. This is Springer on the radio.
Prison is like
Abu Ghraib. America will fund the construction of a modern maximum security prison. When that prison is completed, detainees at Abu Ghraib will be relocated. Then, with the approval of the Iraqi government, we will demolish the Abu Ghraib prison as a fitting symbol of Iraq's new beginning. Abu Ghraib, Abu Ghraib, Abu Ghraib, Abu Ghraib, Abu Ghraib.
Join the discussion.
Hey, thanks for my call, Jerry.
By calling 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779. This is...
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Before the top of the hour, 45 minutes past the hour, J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and next week, the best of Springer, and then Jerry will be back. And it's been great sitting in. This show coming to you from AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. That's Boulder, Denver area. And we even get into Nebraska. So I had some guy send me an email from Nebraska yesterday. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. It's open phones. Do I dare speak her name on the radio? I got in trouble for doing this locally. People start getting on my case. My producer, John Turk, is laughing. And my wife, Mary, who I've been married to, happily married to, 25 years, and she knows that I would never, under any circumstances, fool around with another woman. I just wouldn't do it. Because I really did marry up. But if you watch CNN, you got to check out this woman, Zane Virgie. She's funny, she's smart, and she's very good looking. And why they don't give her a bigger part, I don't know. She's on the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer, so you got to get through Wolf in order to get to her. But why they don't give her a bigger part, I don't know. And you know something? CNN really needs to revamp themselves, don't you think? No wonder they're getting their butts kicked by Fox and then by MSNBC in some day parts. They really need to do something. Not that I could step in there and tell them what to do. I don't know, other than give Zane Virgie a bigger part. But I don't know. They just need to fix that thing somehow. Because there's something missing in CNN, and I don't know what it is. Albert in Miami, you're on.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, and happy holidays to you.
Hey, happy holidays to you, too.
All right, I'm fighting a cold here, so bear with me. I'm also a little bit nervous. I've been waiting a while. I want to get my thoughts together here. But first I wanted to say, guys, keep doing what you're doing, okay? Keep doing what you're doing over there. I mean, I'm so happy with Air America, really. I mean, you guys are giving us a voice, and I just can't say it enough. Just keep doing what you're doing over there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I want to have to tell a little story first before I get to my point. My parents are from the Dominican Republic. When I went there as a kid, right? And by the way, it's a beautiful country. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No, I'd like to go, but I never have.
Yeah, it's a great country, great rum, great cigars. Half of the Hispanic ball players in the big leagues are Dominican. But I was down there, and an uncle of mine, this was after Nixon had resigned, and my uncle goes to me that that's great they made Nixon resign. That's a democracy, you know, speaking about the U.S., you know what I mean?
Right.
And how things have changed, you know? It's very sad to see what's happening here. And for me, what's happening, the main thing is, with Bush and Cheney and the whole gang and with Ann Coulter, who you mentioned earlier, and Limbaugh and Cheney, all these people, there's no accountability. No accountability for what these people have done, no accountability for what Coulter and them say in their articles or on the radio, you know, or on TV. And I'm telling you, I think that it's sad to see, because that's the only way that these people can ever, you know, in my opinion, be brought to justice, really. You know what I'm saying? And
well, we have to mobilize, and we have to make sure that 06 is our year. And this goes back to my conversation with Tommy in Chicago, that not all the candidates who run are going to be the ideals.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? There are congressional Republicans out there and senators like Rick Santorum and others who are vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to mobilize, and we have to take back the Congress if we possibly can. And then if we can take back the Congress, even if it's just the House of Representatives, but if we can take back the Congress, then we can start investigating George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and the rest of them.
Exactly, because that's the thing. I mean, again, I mean, the main thing is to get out there, and again, I don't know what's going to take. Well, okay, you just had like made a good example about taking back the Congress and everything. Because I tell you, people, you know, in my opinion, right, in a democracy, you have to question. You have to question. You just can't accept things. You know, that's what it's all about. You have to think. You know what I'm saying? Not just say, oh, yeah, the president says this and that's it. No, we have to question things, and especially if this guy's made so many wrong moves. You know what I'm
saying? I agree. You got to, you know, question authority, and standing
exactly.
up and asking questions is what a vital democracy and a good republic is all about. Thank you, Albert.
Exactly.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. All right, 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. The final segment of Springer on the Radio coming up. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Happy holidays, and it's really have been a pleasure to be here this week. This is Springer on the Radio.
As I've told a lot of folks in Texas over the years, I wish I knew the law.
Jerry Springer on the Radio.
The
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Need something to complete your indoor game room? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need prime seating to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy robotic massage chair. If you're a workout buff, then the New Balance recumbent exercise bike is for you. All this and more is available at MileHighMarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off and free shipping to your door. MileHighMarket.com, powered by Gately's.
On AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
That show, it's 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything right is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
He's fighting like heck to keep the government with a court order that wants to look into his medical records. The guy is a hypocrite.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, he's a mouthpiece for the GOP. And the ultra-right in this country, and, you know, I got a story to tell about him, but I can see Mary now. Don't do it, Jay, and I am not going to do it. But, yeah, he is what he is. I mean, it's sad that there is that many people listen to him, and then they take what he says for gospel.
Yeah.
Without challenging it.
Yeah. I got a question about the spying. When these, when it, the government's spying without a court order, and they get evidence on somebody who they're not spying on, can they, can that person get that evidence thrown out of court because they didn't have a court order?
You know, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know the ins and outs of that. I would suspect that if they went after you and declared you an enemy combatant, then they would have the right to hold you, and you wouldn't have due process like they've done to Jose Padilla and so many others. But you know something? That's a really good question. And the next time I have somebody on from the ACLU, not that I won't be on here again, because you never know.